man, I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. It is November the 25th, 2011, and tonight, we are live in The Remix on Black Friday. What an appropriate name for the energy and the space that we're in this Friday. Just really coming over some time. I know many of us have had a lot of time off. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you joining us, no matter where in the world you're joining us from. It's so good to see you here and have you here joining us live in The Remix. I see you guys on the phone lines. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. And also, as well, see you guys joining us here in the chat room. Welcome, 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 welcome. So, no matter where in the world you're listening from, we definitely invite you to join us, to come on over and join us here in the forum tonight. So what I want to do is, first, I want to give you some directions to let you know how to get over here if you want to join us in the chat room. Tonight is going to be a very interactive show. We're going to be doing Tribal Mojo Magic. So you want to get yourself over here to The Remix. You definitely want to be in the chat room. You definitely want to be on The Remix, a family page on Facebook, because we're going to be doing a lot of posting up over there, a lot of interaction going on tonight. This is an opportunity for all of us to really get into our tribal and really just express those thoughts and express some of the energy that is going on. So what I want you guys to do, if you want to come over to the chat room, and the chat room is open, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and the chat room is open. And it just takes a moment. I see a lot of guests in the house. You definitely can sign up and come on in as our guest. Okay, if you're a guest in the chat room, it only takes a few seconds. You can actually sign up. Just click the link right below. It takes about 1 to 2 minutes to sign up and come on in and share with us who you are and tell us more about you. So you can do that right here on The Remix, and we'd love to have you join us in the chat forum here tonight. You know, the energy is just so smooth right about now. It's really some mellow energy. You know, been spending a lot of time with friends and family, and just giving this, giving myself, I guess you could say, the opportunity to kind of chill for a little bit and to relax. So I thought tonight, coming back, this would be a great way for us to kind of just raise our energy, kind of shift some things around. And what better way to do it? Tonight we have the energy of the universe sort of riding with us, and to do it with some tribal mojo magic. So joining me on the show tonight that's also going to be helping out is going to be Kalimar, as well as Esther is going to be helping out tonight with the tribal mojo magic. Those of you who have joined us for the show before, you know how exciting it is and how fun it is as well. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number to call as well. Again, if you're a guest, we definitely invite you to come on in the forum and join us in the forum right here. You can sign up so you can participate in chat, or you can also go over to the Remix family page as well. And going over to the Remix family page on Facebook, you're just going to search for the Remix family group. Just click the request there. I will accept you into the group there. And that's where we're going to do a lot of our posting. So now, let's just talk about some of the things. You guys, don't forget to download. We're going to do that before we actually get ready to move around a little bit here. Got a lot of moving for us to do tonight. We got a lot of moving around to do at the show tonight. So definitely the first thing that I want to tell you guys to do is to download. Can't tell you how important that is to make sure that you're keeping your own archives of the Remix Show and all of the guests who come on the platform as well. You can just click the button that if you have iTunes, it'll take you straight to iTunes and you can download all of the Remix Shows there, or you can pick out some of your favorite shows and download them from there, or you can download them right here on Facebook. You can download the shows from Facebook. It'll take you to the link. It'll bring you right back to the Remix Family page, and you can download it from there as well, too. I need to slow my energy down a little bit. I'm speeding up already. And for those of you who want to go over to Facebook, just search for the Remix Family, and you will see the Remix logo. There is a Remix group page over there. You are certainly free to like that page as well. But we want you to be on the Remix Family page. And that page, once you add yourself to that page, I'll be checking it periodically to add members to the group. So you can definitely go over there as well. So you can click on that and be added to the group. So now, tonight, we're going to be doing some mojo magic. We're going to do a virtual tribal dance. That's really how we're going to kick it off. And then we're going to get into some different things, and we're going to begin to do some shift mojo as well. Those of you who heard the show that we did last week when Sister Rainwater was on and we made a mobile mojo bags. You definitely want to make sure that if you didn't get that show, you go back and download it. Lots of goodies in that show, lots of things to do and lots of goodies there. Also, I wanted to bring this to you guys' attention. We're going to get ready to get started. I'm just chewing things up on this end. But also to let you guys know, Brother Bobby Hemet's Earth Day is coming up, and his Queen's Earth Day, I believe, just passed. And so what a great gift you can give to Brother Bobby by definitely getting some of his DVDs, the picture packet, and some of those amazing things that he has as well. So you can always reach out to Brother Bobby by calling 678-358-1055. So definitely you want to do that as well and give them much love, everything that Brother Bobby has done for the conscious community and still is doing for the whole world, really to uplift that. So you definitely want to make sure that you reach out, give them a call if there's anything that you want to hear. He has over hundreds of DVDs, hundreds of talks that he has, hours upon hours upon hours, not the fragmented stuff that you're seeing on YouTube, but you can actually get it. You can look at it in your own home, have it, study it, go back and see all of the great information, as well as the lecture he just recently did in New York, which was on 11111. You can definitely get that as well. Brother Bobby has that as well. You can let him know Miss Blue sent you. Okay, so here we go. Here we go, everyone. I think everyone is in place. See, my international listeners are in the house tonight. It's good to see you guys in the house. So good. All right, so here we go. Tonight we're doing mojo magic, and if this is your first time joining us, I want to say welcome as well. But we're going to get ourselves ready. We're going to get into some mojo dancing here, some tribal mojo dancing, some virtual tribal mojo dancing. As you guys know, the energy on the planet is shifting. And one of the things that we did earlier this month is we did a show, and it was called Turn It Around, How to Turn It Around. And this is sort of what's going on with the energy on the planet. There are some things that we definitely need to get into and begin to turn it around, turning that around. Well, we're going to now get into a virtual tribal dance. So here's what I need everybody to do. I need you all to get up. That's right. Get up out of your seats. There you go. All right. So now that you're standing up, we're going to get ready to get into this tribal dance. Now, some of you may have done this tribal dance before, and for some of you, it may be new. So the question that I'm getting now, people are asking me right now, well, how do we do it? Well, the best way, and this is how our ancestors did it, you're going to allow that energy to just flow through you. You're really connecting with the energy of the earth, and you're connecting with the energy of the cosmos. So you're going to let this energy just flow through your body. This is just going to be a cleansing. It's going to be a re-energizing. So you're just going to move how the music moves you. So if you feel like you want to start chanting, chant. If you feel like you want to kind of turn in a circle, turn in a circle. You feel like you want to kind of do some Roger Rabbit, do the Roger Rabbit. I don't even know if people still do that. You want to do the Running Man? Do the Running Man, whatever it calls you to do. Now, some of you may have heard this before, and so you may already have a rhythm that kind of goes with this beat. But this is like one of my favorite songs. It really just gets me, what's the word I'm looking for? It gets me hyped. It gets me pumped. And often I start my day kind of doing this sometimes, and it kind of just puts me in that mode when I need to do it, when I need to just kind of move some energy around. So this is an excellent way to begin to just move this energy around. So, you guys ready? Everybody standing up? So, here we go. We're going to get ready. We're going to get into this. And, we're going to get into this. And we're going to get into this. We're going to get ready to do this. Then we'll listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and we'll just continue right here live in the remix. So right now, get ready for your virtual tribal dance.
Bye.
right, everyone. Woo! All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. We were just jamming to a little virtual tribal dance right there, doing a bit of tribal dancing right there. And that selection right there is, like I said, it's one of my favorite. I jam to it often. And for those of you who do Zumba, and you've heard me talk about Zumba, this is actually one of the Zumba tracks. And it's actually called the African Dream Beat. So that's what it is. It's called the African Dream Beat. And I'm telling you, you definitely can get there. If you want to get into that mode, you definitely can get there and get there very, very quickly. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Woo! That takes a lot out of you, but it definitely makes you feel so, so good as well when you begin to do that as well, too, and just get into that energy and really, really just get into that vibe and get into that energy and begin to just kind of move into that beat, because it is a very, very tribal. And that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight. We're going to be talking about tribal mojo magic. And so tonight, with Tribal Mojo Magic, as you guys know, that have joined us with this before, we actually get into different tribes and we begin to do this. So what I'm going to do at this particular time is to give everyone an opportunity. If you can get into the chat room, that would be great, because this is where we want you to be. This is a very interactive show, but have no worries. You can definitely begin to do this on your own if you can't get into the chat room as well. But what I want you to do is definitely come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. And the chat room is open. Just come on in. You're free to come on in. And once you get into the chat room, sign up. I see a lot of guests in the house. We want you guys to participate. You can be whoever you are. And definitely sign yourself up. It takes just a few moments to click the link there and sign up. We're going to be doing a lot of posting over on the Remix family page as well, too. So you definitely want to make sure that you add yourself to the group over there on Facebook as well, because that's where we'll be doing a lot of the posting. Guys over here, so I'm going to come over and definitely add you guys in the group there. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So now we're going to get ready to get into our first tribal exercises that we have there as well. And so I'm definitely going to ask the two sisters to come on up that's going to be helping me out tonight. That's going to be Esther and Kalimar. So I know they'll be on the phone lines here in just a short second as I get us ready for our first tribal exercise. Yes, we're going to be working with some crystals here tonight, so it's going to be a lot of fun. This is what I want to do. I want you guys to, okay, I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you. This is what we're going to do. So, everyone in the chat room, this is what I want you to do. You have an opportunity to be in Tribe 1 or in Tribe 2. So, here's what I want you to do. If you're in Tribe 1 and you're choosing to be in Tribe 1, I want you to put a 1 in the room. If you're in Tribe 1, I want you to put a 1 in the room. Put a 1 in the room if you're in Tribe 1. Okay. Put a 1 in the room for Tribe 1. Okay. For Tribe 2, if you want to be in Tribe 2, put a 2 in the room. So 1s and 2s. I just need you guys to verbalize that for me. Tribe 1, Tribe 2, put a 1 in the room. We're over right now, over on the Remix family page at this particular time. So put a 1, put a 2. If you don't know, just whatever comes to you, that's what you want to do. There is no 3, so you're not going to be in 3. So do 1 or 2, Tribe 1 or Tribe 2. Okay. All right. And okay, so it looks like we have it. Everybody who wants to participate, it looks like we do have you divided up into your tribes. So now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to bring on the line Kalimar, and I'm actually going to bring on Esther, and they're going to be sort of helping out with the tribes here. So here we go. We're going to click on Kalimar, and also let me click on Esther. So greetings, 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 ladies.
Love. Hi, how are you doing?
Hey,
everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. So we kind of have this tribal thing going here for you guys. You got three goddesses on the phone. How about that? That doesn't happen too often, does it? So anyway, here we go. I know. Let me be nice. It's already enough energy going on around. Okay, so let me be nice. So here we go. First, let me have Esther, let me have you go ahead and give the tribe name that you're going to be leading.
Okay, my tribe is going to be the Melanated Mystic.
The Melanated Mystic. Okay,
nice.
like that. Okay, and then Kalimar, your tribe?
I'm going to stick with Powerhouse.
Okay, the Powerhouse. So we have the Melanated Mystic, and we have the Powerhouses. Okay, so Kalimar, everyone who has Tribe 1, you're with Kalimar. Everybody who has Tribe 2, you're with Esther. So these are going to be your tribes that you're going to be in. So Esther's also going to post up over on Facebook as well, too, and Kalimar as well. And so when we do our posting, you're also going to go over either as the Powerhouse, which is going to be Kalimar, or the Melanated Mystics is going to be Esther. You're going to post up under there. All right. Okay. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to be working with crystals. And so the first exercise, as you know, with any tribe, what's important when we start to think about things and we talk about coming together and energies coming together as a tribe, is that it's important that not only that we recognize things on a micro level, which is related to us, but we also, it's important that we recognize things, I said that backwards, recognize things on a macro level, which is us, but also on a larger level as well. So this is about really doing things as a collective here. So this is also good for us to do this as well, too, because whether we want to know it or not, we travel in tribes, we come back in our soul groups, people connected with us in this life is connected with us in many lives, so we know that as well, too. So here we go, here we go. The first thing that we're going to do, and I want you guys to get with your tribe members, and I want you to decide. We're going to be working with crystals, and for those of you who have been on any of the Blue Blast calls, you know that these are some of the things that we do as well, too. And these are some of the exercises. So we're going to take it into this tribal mojo magic, and we're going to work with the crystals, and we're going to do it on a very, very large level. So here we go. I have, let me see how many crystals we're going to work with. Okay, we're going to start out with five. I'm going to start out with five particular crystals. And each one of the tribes must choose a crystal out of the five crystals. So I'm going to get my crystal bag. And for those of you who have had a sacred session for me, you often have heard me jingle this, which started out to be a medium-sized bag. Now, this huge bag of crystals from all over the world, all over the planet, and have all of this energy. And I'm going to pull out five crystals. Out of these five crystals, what's going to happen is that you're going to have to choose a crystal for your tribe. This crystal is going to represent your whole tribe. So let's see. And now, let me pull out the crystal. All right. The first one I have is a jasper. It's a actually a red jasper, a citrine crystal, my amethyst, which is my favorite, one of them, smoky quartz, and the last crystal that I'm going to pull out of here is the rose quartz, okay? So these are going to be the five crystals. Now what I want you to do is I want you to get together in your tribe, and I want you all to decide on which one of the crystals will represent your tribe. That's either going to be the smoky quartz, the amethyst, the citrine, the jasper, or the rose quartz, okay? So that's what I want you guys to do. We're going to take a few moments, and you guys can post that. Get your answers over either by going to the Remix family page. This is where Esther and Kalimar will post as well, and post underneath which team that you're on. Because we found last time doing this in the chat room, it became a little too busy and a little difficult to keep up with. So if you're not a member of the Remix family page, I want you to go over there and definitely become a member, and that's how you're going to get yourself signed up over there to do that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a little bit of Baby Blue, and we're going to continue with that as well. So let's see here. Yes, yes, yes.
La 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 la, the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the Remix. All right. Welcome to everyone who's joining us in the group in the Remix tonight. We're doing some tribal mojo magic. I see Esther has already posted up on the Remix wall. Kalimar, are you posting up over there for the group?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay. So Kalimar will be over there as well. You guys post which one of the crystals you would like to have represented. And then we're going to do some real cool tribal things with it afterwards, after everyone has gotten themselves to the point where they have added it to the group. So we're going to see there. We're going to see how we're getting along with this. If I could learn what I'm doing over here, let's see. So if you're just joining us here, you can pick a number between 1 and 2. And once you've picked that number, then what will happen is you actually will be a part of one of the two tribes. The first tribe is the Powerhouses, and that is going to be led by Kalimar. The other tribe is the Melanated Mystics, and that's going to be led by Esther. So there you go. So you're going to have to pick one of the stones. And once you ladies are ready, let me know which stone that you guys came up with collectively as a group, that this is going to be the stone to represent your group. Again, remember, this is not just about your choice, but it's also about the group's choice. You guys can PM your tribe leaders and let them know why you feel that one should be the other choice for the other. In the meanwhile, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a little bit of music as we get ready to move on. So we're going to be moving on here shortly. We can't get stuck right here. So definitely, definitely know that you can't get stuck right here. We got it. We're going to move on from here. So let's see.
I don't wanna lie, I'm gonna take what you're giving, 'cause I know you're willing to take me all the way. You got me right here, combustible, and I can't wait to finally explode.
everyone. We are live in the remix, doing a little bit of tribal mojo magic. And let's go check in with the remix family over on Facebook. If you're not a member of the group over there, you definitely want to go over there, especially for this show and lots of other shows because they're very interactive as well. And we'll be doing a lot of posting. I'm taking a look at the Melanated Mystics. Y'all got a lot going on. The Melanated Mystics have a whole lot going on over here. Oh, wow. I think you guys have selected just about every stone there is. Let's see. So, Esther, have you decided on what the group is decided? What stone is going to represent the Melanated Mystics?
Yes, we are going with the amethyst.
Okay, the amethyst. Okay, perfect. All right, and Kalimar, the powerhouses over on Kalimar. Looks like everybody over there is has posted. It doesn't look like I have all of my ones, though, who have posted over on Facebook. I see a lot of the twos posted over there up under Esther, but I don't see a lot of you guys who are ones if you post it. If you post it under the wrong one, then let that be known. If you're communicating with Kalimar in the chat room, that works as well, too. And that works as well, too. Someone is saying Sugar Light. That wasn't one of the options. So that's not one of the options. So, Kalimar, do you have what you guys decided to go with?
Yeah, I asked if they wanted to do red jasper, and everybody seemed to agree, so we're just going to go with that.
Okay, red jasper, excellent, mm-hmm. One of my faves. Okay, excellent, there it is. Okay, so now let's make sure we can go over this again. For the Melanated Mystics, we have amethyst is going to be the stone that you guys chose, and for the powerhouses, you guys have the red jasper. All right. So now you guys can decide how you want everyone to communicate with you on this next one. We're going to be talking about some of the energy that is here that is going on right now on the planet and sort of what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing a little bit of writing. So for those of you who you have something to write with, I definitely want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper. If you're on the phone, you can also do this one as well, too. Mm-hmm. So you can grab something to write with, and we're going to begin to do some writing. And they're going to be broken up into tribes as well as we get ready to do these writing exercises. And I want you to begin to think about some of these things to do as well, too. So I'm going to give the exercises, but they're going to be based on the tribal energy that you're in and the stone that you actually talked about. This is a good time with this energy coming up, and actually on the 28th of the month, it's going to be an important time. To really align yourself with this energy that's on the planet, particularly right now as well, too. So here's some things I want you to do. I want you to take this opportunity, and I want you to think about things in your life that you're drawn to. And first, who I'm going to talk to is I'm going to talk to the powerhouses at first. So powerhouses, I want to talk to you at first. So your stone was jasper, and some of the things about jasper, particularly when it comes to the red jasper, it has a lot of sexual energy, that kundalini energy, that life force energy that's connected with it. It is also a stone that is connected with nurturing, also unfolding, as well as manifesting, and also energy that really just helps to bring things together. So I want you to think about that when you think about the energy of the red jasper. It really is a stone that really helps you sort of kind of see the bigger picture as well too, to see the bigger picture, to look at those things. The properties are not fast acting. It's very nurturing. It's nurturing, you know, to the self. It helps you to do those things and really, really helps you get decisive behavior as well. And if you're just joining us, by the way, just pick a number, put it in the room, one or two, and you will find out which tribe you're in. So just post a number, one or two, and the rest of the tribe members, just let them know what tribe they're in. So for everyone who's a part of the powerhouses, I want you to think about those energies, and I want you to think about those things that you're drawn to. Almost look at this. Just take some time, sit within, and think about those things that you're drawn to, those things that really just sort of kind of connect themselves to you. And then begin to ask yourself the question, you know, why are you drawn to this? And it can be anything that's going on in your life. You know, and then begin to think about where you are, like right now on 11/25/2011, like where you are in your life and things that are going on, and ask yourself, how did I get to this place in my life? This is not about judging. It's about just looking at yourself and asking, how did I get to this place? Use words. Try not to write in full sentences. So you can use words. You're gonna write down some words about how you got yourself into this particular place where you are. So it could have been through love. It could have been through exploring. It could have been through taking chances. It could have been through loss. Maybe there was something that you lost, and that's ultimately what got you where you are. And even though it was through a loss, you might even be able to see something. So now, the next question is, how do you feel about being in this place, being where you are? Not talking about so much your physical place, but just where you are. Things you've done, things you've accomplished, things you've moved through, lessons you've learned. How do you feel about this place where you are? Think about that.
Okay.
And then begin to see what the outcome of your thoughts are going to be. You know, what are the outcomes? Write down what you heard. This is also going to take you into those steps going into the future. So again, you're taking a look, you're going within, you're just, this is you doing this individually, and you're going to be using some words. Thinking about the stone that is representative of the powerhouse, which is the jasper, which is really about the unfolding. It's about nurturing. It's about manifesting. It's about coming together as a collective. It's about seeing the bigger picture, thinking about all of those, and then begin to use abstract words. When you begin to look at yourself, take a few minutes and just really reflect and look at yourself and really begin to ask yourself, how did I get to this place in my life? That's the first question. The second one is, how do I feel about being in this place, this particular place in my life? See what things come up. See what things come up. And where is that leading you to in the future? Just sit quietly and those words will come to you. And then you're going to give those abstract words that you come up with, you're going to give it to your tribal leader of the powerhouses. Okay? So now we're going to move on to the melanated mystics. And the stone that is representing you guys in the melanated mystic is going to be, has a lot to do with divine love. It has a lot to do with them. And also about spiritual partnerships and really a lot to do with mental powers. So these are all the things that are coming up with the amethyst when we begin to do with that. What the amethyst is really, really good for, it helps with stress, and it really sort of causes those unscattered, unfocused thoughts, really, really pulling them together to help you overcome any type of blockage that you may have so that you can achieve those things of goals and maybe some certain areas of your life that you need to heal in. So it's really instrumental in that particular area. Those are going to be the abstract words that you're going to begin to think about as well. The amethyst really, whenever this comes up, it really is instrumental in helping you take something that is negative in your life and transform it into something that can be useful, you know? So something that's negative and turning it into something positive. So that's going to be an indication of where you want to go. And again, you want to take a look at yourself, really take a very close look at yourself and begin to look at those things of how did I get here? Not where you are physically, but really how did I get to this particular place in my life, even though that may have been a physical journey for you as well. You might have just recently moved from one state to the other. Some people may be moving back home from where they once was, but asking yourself, how did I get to this place? And then asking, how do I feel about being sort of in this place in my life? So wherever that is, if it's a state of transitioning from for you, if you're just overcoming something, you're just coming into something, whatever that is, I want you to take some time and really do that. The energy that is aligned on the planet at this time is a great reflection of this energy that we're talking about tonight and really getting into these things of self-discovery. The last thing that you're going to do is to see what is to come. You know, see what's to come for you in the future, you know, because if we can imagine what is to be right now, then we can also foretell what is going on in the future using abstract words. So whether that was love that got you where you are, maybe it's a part of it. It's about growth. And maybe the last part is about understanding. It could even be confusion. Maybe it is confusion that got you to the place that where you are right now. But really, you want to move yourself through both of those questions, you know? How did I get to this place in my life? And then you want to think about how do you feel at this particular place in your life right now? And what is to come? What is to come for the future? So we'll put on a little bit of music as you guys sort of kind of work with that. And when we come back, we'll express those things from both tribes, melanated mystics, or even the powerhouse as well. Let's see. Here we go.
I'd like to dedicate this to all of the Creator's righteous children. I have some food in my bag. Not that edible food, the food you eat? No. I have some food for thought. Since knowledge is infinite, it has infinitely fell on me. So, it was a stormy night. You know the kind where the lightning strikes. And I was hanging out with some of my artsy friends. Ooh, you. The night was long, the night went on. People pulling out through the break. Please and me, goes game, please you, and that's why I do it. me that when I was only you. I don't walk around trying to be what I'm not. I don't waste my time trying to keep you tight. I work at pleasing me cause I can't please you. And that's why I do what I do. So flash free like a willow tree.
Everyone, we're into the first exercise here on Tribal Mojo Magic, and the two tribes joining us this evening, Melanated Mystics, as well as the Powerhouses. How's it going, ladies, with the tribes? Are we getting the feedback from everyone in the tribe?
Yeah, so far, I have gotten a few. You want me to just go ahead on and read them?
No, see if you can get a little bit more than two there from the tribes. If you guys, I know that the Melanated Mystics, I know you guys are posting on Facebook. For the rest of you guys who are also with the Powerhouses, know that you can definitely post yours on Facebook as well, too.
Okay.
You can post on Facebook as well, too. I'll give you a little bit of more time to get more than just two there, Kalimar. What about the Melanated Mystics?
They are still posting. Not everyone has posted yet. I think some people might still be thinking it over, but they are posting
okay.
As I speak right now. So.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. You guys, there you go. You can do an excellent job. I'm reading some of them over here. I won't read them out loud. We'll share them with the group. If you're just now joining us in the forum, you can definitely come on over to the Remix Family group over on Facebook as well and become a member. If you're not, just send a request. We'll add you to the group. And whether you're part of the Powerhouses or the Melanated Mystics, you can actually begin to post your answer underneath. So Esther is leading the tribe with the Melanated Mystics, and Kalimar is leading the tribe of the Powerhouses. So either way, you guys can post your information there. Yes, beautiful. Beautiful. All right, well, let's start to read them. Let's have the Melanated Mystics to go first.
Okay. Do you want me to say their names or just kind of read the answer?
Because some people have different names
on Facebook than they do on the chat room.
Okay. Well, maybe just the first name. Maybe just the first name. We can do that.
Okay.
And just kind of get it from there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ephraim says, consciousness for the first question, how did you get to this place in your life? And then how do you feel about this place, liberated? And then what is to come in the future is prosperity. For love myself, it. I said for the first question, preservation and dedication. For the second question, ready for my next challenge and fearful of stagnation. And then for the last question, success and growth. Chaos is magic for how he got here. How does he feel now? He's understanding. And I guess understanding darkness. And then what's to come in the future is absolute. So that's chaos. Kristen says her mental is what got her to this place. She's feeling spiritual growth in this place. Mm-hmm. And in the future, she wants solitude and clarity. Melinda says for question one, knowing is what got her to this place. How does she feel right now? She is ready for change, and what she wants in the future is balance.
Beautiful.
Brother I says he got here via magic and courage and patience, and he feels very confident in this place. And in the future, he is looking for greatness and balance.
Beautiful.
Apostle K said he got to this place through power and intercession, and I think this may be all the answers to one, because it says power, intercession, miracles, and vision.
Okay.
So I'm not sure which are the answers to which.
Okay.
Sandra, I'm going to move on. Apostle, you can update that answer, but... Sandra says for the first one, she got here through focus, intention, and openness. How does she feel about being in this place? It's humble, vulnerable, increasing in spirit, and that in the future, she is as excited anticipation, being grounded and rooted, and being confident in her magic. Oh, that's beautiful. Gwen says that she got to this place through love, that she feels gratitude in her current place, and then in the future she wants spiritual growth. Very
beautiful.
Succinct. Hannah says that she is empowered, and that's how she got to this place, and that she is focused right now, and in the future she's ready for her transition. And Shirley says she got to this place through speaking truth and consciousness. Right now she is having love that's unfulfilled, and in the future she wants more knowledge and positive, pure feminine energy.
Oh, love that.
Yes.
Love that. Beautiful, beautiful, you guys, beautiful. Okay, Kalimar?
Okay.
The power helps.
Square poet, she said, loyalty, pride, and anger.
Right.
From past to present to loyalty, pride, anger. Let's see. Wakabelli says, change, clarity.
Change
and clarity. Change in home, foundation, calm, peaceful, and selfish. Asia said, curious, but feeling frustrated now. And see the future as all worth it, and able to appreciate for the struggle. And on Facebook, I got this little thing that keeps getting away. Okay. It says, let me see, make sure I got everyone. Let me see. Atia Walker says initiation, knowledge, gratitude, evolving, wise understanding. And the blue says love, selflessness, and hunger for the truth of all things. transformed, liberated, and at peace. Want me to read them again?
No, no, no. Did you get the other two? Because I think some of yours are broken up under two different things. But as long as you got everyone's in, that is good. That is really good. That's great.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. Excellent job, you guys. Really, really great, because one of the things that's true, and here is something that, I'll just share with you guys, especially when we talk about moving forward. One of the worst feelings in the world to have is that coulda, shoulda, woulda. And sometimes if we don't take the opportunity to reflect and recognize how to get to where we are and how do we feel about where we are, it's kind of difficult to know where we want to move into that energy. But really, it is about accepting those things no matter. And one of the things I'm really glad that you guys did is that no one really seemed to look at the past in a judging way. This is a way that you can actually do that reflection and not look at it so judging. Because sometimes when our minds begin to take us back into that story, it really comes across in a very different energy. This way, did you guys, and I'll just ask Holly, Mar, you and Esther, did you find that it was easier for you to do the reflection without all the judging that goes along with it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've definitely looked back at the positive aspects and really kind of seeing the good things that led me to being at the point that I am now. And instead of focusing
right.
on, oh, well, I should have did this or I could have did that,
right.
It really was just kind of looking back at, like first of all, recognizing, hey, this is a good place to be in, and then, or how did
right.
you get here, you know, what was the hard work or whatever it was that helped you make it there, and focus on that instead of on those missed opportunities or failures or, you know, the stuff we always beat ourselves up about.
Yes, yes, excellent. And what about you, Kalimar?
Well, I agree with Esther, too, because, you know, even though I suffered a lot of loss in my life, there were markers set for me where I could learn from that pain and be able to face what I had to deal with, whether it was today or going off, in tomorrow. I know you always hear somebody say that, you know, everything happens for a reason, but during that season and time, there is reasons or are reasons why things had to take place, because I wouldn't be here today doing what I'm doing if I didn't have to deal with what happened yesterday. So everything was a training and learning ground for me to even reach this stage and even focus on, you know, my next moments in time to what some people call the future.
Right.
So I say it's really all good.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. All right, well, excellent. I want to say welcome to you guys if you're just now joining us tonight. We're actually doing Tribal Mojo Magic here tonight. And if you're just joining us, you can put a 1 or put a 2 in the room, and the rest of your tribal members will let you know what tribe you're actually in, and you can connect with them there in the tribe and really kind of get yourself connected. So if you're just joining us and you want to participate, we're going to move on to the next action here. Actually, I'm going to let Kalimar, I know you have an exercise that you want everyone to do. I'm going to actually let you do that with the tribes. We're still going to stay in our tribal group. So Melanated Mystics is still going to stay together. And the Powerhouses, you're going to stay together. So you guys get ready, because Kalimar is going to bring a little bit of that fire. All right, Kalimar.
Okay, this exercise that I want to do is, it requires paper and pen or pencil, something to write with. My intent in doing this is to not only hopefully keep you on the path of self-love, but it's also loving your partner, your significant other. And even if you don't have a partner, I really highly recommend that you take this quiz, because you can always keep this information in your journal for future relationships. And if it is not too private for you, I would appreciate if you would post it in the Facebook Remix family, or at least, you know, message me in the chat room. So please get your writing pen or pencil on some paper. So I repeat, my intent is to get you closer to love on your spiritual path with yourself and your special other or significant other, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, to be sensitive, be able to relate to each other beyond the physical, but it also includes the physical. This is 8 questions, 1 through 8. So describe in a few words as possible when you're posting, of course, you know, whatever it is in your journal you choose to do. Number one, do you consider yourself the ultimate freak when it comes to love and sex magic? Do you consider yourself the ultimate freak, and that's a good word, nothing else about it, when it comes to love and sex magic? Number two, does your partner get enough of your freakiness or your sexualness? If so, why or why not? Does your partner get enough of your freakiness or sexualness? If so, why or why not? Number three, is your partner freaking you enough or sexing you enough to meet your satisfaction as a lover? Yes or no? Is your partner freaking you enough or sexing you enough to meet your satisfaction as a lover? Yes or no? Number four, as the lingam, your penis, how important is it for you to be on top of your partner, yoni, pushing in and out like a rod? As the lingam, your penis, how important is it for you to be on top of your partner, yoni, the vagina, pushing in and out like a rod? Number five, as the yoni or vagina, would you rather be missionary or on top of the lingam, riding it like a stallion? As the yoni, would you rather be missionary or on top of the lingam, riding it like a stallion? Number six, as a partner and lover, describe in a few words how you can make your sacred sex life much better for you. As a partner and lover, describe in a few words how you can make your sacred sex life much better for you. Number seven, as a partner and lover, describe in a few words how you can make your sacred sex life much better for your partner. As a partner and lover, describe in a few words how you can make your sacred sex life much better for your partner. Number eight, the final one, is how can you use sexual energy to make every area of your life what it is truly meant to be? How can you use sexual energy to make every area of your life what it is truly meant to be? And once again, I say give this some real serious thought. If it's too personal, keep it in your journals. Share what you, what the spirit inside of you feels you can share. This is about self-love. This is about that pure, unconditional love that is across this planet and the whole entire universe. It's a way to connect not only with yourself but with your partner, that special someone, on an emotional, spiritual, sensual, sexual, physical level, and every level imaginable. And also, the sexual energy can be used for every aspect of your life. All your creativity, how you perform on the job, whatever your dreams, your desires, your plans are. So put all this together, and I hope that y'all keep it in the journal for future reference. And I thank you very much.
All right. Okay, you guys. So there you go. You guys have the questions, all eight of them, and really, really, really give them some thoughts. Definitely post your answer on the Remix family page, and really, really coming from that place of maturity. This is not just about, you know, who could actually be the freakiest. I don't think that this is what Kalimar is talking about. It's not just about who can just be the freakiest that is, but, you know, really, really sort of kind of looking at that place of when we talk about, and I'm just going to kind of go over the questions just to, so you can give sort of a explanation in case there are some that is sort of kind of thinking about that. And the first one, do you consider yourself to be the ultimate? I'm sorry. I can't read the chat. I can't read it.
Okay. Do you consider?
Wait a minute. I can't do it. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Do you consider yourself to be the ultimate freak when it comes to love and sex magic? And really just understanding those things when it comes to love, really that intimate, that sacred union. And also when it comes to sex magic, I know many people have sort of their own definition of what that means. So I want you to expound a little bit for us, Kalimar, on when you say sex magic, tell us a little bit about what position are you coming from?
Okay, the position I'm coming from is, when I do a lot of work myself, you get a lot of people or some people that say, you know, I'm this ultimate freak. I really know, you know, all the answers about, you know, make this, you know, man or woman excited. But my thing is when I say freak, when you're making love and doing love and sex magic, do you see yourself as a person that can really get it on, like the sexual healing, can you really get it on, that you just got it up every moment, that you don't need no stimulation or anybody to tell you anything or to share with you? In your mindset, are you the ultimate one that knows everything about making love, or are you open-minded as a lover and a partner to be able to listen to what your partner is saying, to feel what your partner is saying, to have a one-on-one relationship with your partner, such as in Tantra? Are you and your partner on the same wavelength? I probably should have said a different word. I should have said ultimate lover. But freak came out of my mind because I had so many conversations with other people thinking that there's nothing else new for them to learn. What I'm trying to get people to realize, there's always something to learn. This love and sex magic out here has grown even since the ancient times because the energy is different. So I don't want anybody to get stuck on the mindset that you know everything about it. I, as a healer, don't know everything about it. I still have an open mind to learn because love and sex magic is just not a one-on-one show. It has so many attributes to it.
Right.
So what I'm trying to get people to break up from is to say, well, oh, I'm a freak. Oh, I could just really do this. You ain't got to tell me nothing. No. I want you to be able to be an ultimate lover with an open mind and just not in bed. I'm talking about outside of bed. I'm talking about when you go on the job or whatever your goals are, whatever your education is. Can you apply this sexual energy to every aspect of your life and be successful with it, even with an open mind as a master, student, teacher?
Mm-hmm.
So frequency, I know it's an off word, but I know that, you know, like I said, some people think they're freak. They can just get it on in bed and then there's nothing else going on, you know, but the rent. I'm trying to help people get out of that and realize it's more to love and sex magic and sexual energy than just bumping and grinding. That's just an element of it.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense?
Yes.
You know.
Okay. Well, definitely I can understand that, you know, when it comes to that energy, that sexual energy, it's so many different levels of it. And I think we all can agree with it. And so, and I do understand the level that you're really trying to get people to begin to see this on and to find out, you know, because often when we're in that relationship, usually sometimes it does become sort of one-sided. Like usually the person that thinks that they are the ultimate freak, if we were to ask their partner without them around, they would give a different answer. And so that's really the truth. Like every man, and I hate to put you brothers on the spot, y'all think y'all are the bomb in the bed. And the truth of the matter is most women will tell you that you missed the mark. A lot of you are missing the mark. And so because for a woman, what happens is that what happens for us as women, really sex begins in the mind, and it starts so much further away from the bedroom than you can ever imagine. You know, that thing of sex, it really starts so far away from the bedroom till it's not even funny. Just to get a little rustle or, you know, just to kind of flip around and be in the bed for just a couple of moments and, you know, have a little oohs and ahs. I think that is very appealing, particularly to men. But for us women, it takes a little bit more energy to get to that particular point. And those of us women who really, really, really understand that, we know that that energy, that sexual energy, really, like I said, is so far away from the bedroom, you know, really getting into that energy of really just understanding about the body and, you know, really just looking at your man, for us sisters, looking at our man and just really seeing that sexual energy come off of him. That's really where the sex starts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's being tuned in and being sensitive enough to be aware of what is going on in each and every one of you, what's going on in your environment, because you have to be aware of what goes on with you first, you know, as far as I'm concerned, and before you even jump in the bed. I mean, are you having an open mind, or are you just saying, oh, I just want to get my 2 minutes or whatever? I mean, you know, that's not fair to, you know, either one of you. And that's the reason why foreplay is so very important. How about some whining and dining and, you know, feeding one another stuff? Why you got to be so in a hurry? And I'm talking about both genders can be in a hurry and just want to jump in the bed and say, oh, I just got to have it because I don't know how to control, you know, my sexual emotions. Well, why not take the time to learn out how to do that? Why not learn to be sensitive and tuning in to one another? Talking to one another, taking time. What is the rush to get to the genitals? What is, ask yourself, what is the rush? Why you got to get all down, all up in there, you know, and ride the pony? I mean, can't you take the time out and just be able to feel one another and sense one another's energy and emotion? Be able to talk and to communicate. I'm not talking about problems out in the world. You want to bring that into the sex magic. But how about talking about some things that you want to be able to accomplish in a loving manner? Say, I want to be able to listen to you more. I want to be, you know, more of an active listener. I want, you know, my breast to be touched this way. I mean, we have to get out of the rat race and get into our homes and learn how to be one-on-one with one another while learning to be one-on-one with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I just wanted to say that. But that is true. And, you know,
right.
I know for a fact that some people just rush off into the genitals, and I'm like, you know, why? I mean, where are they going? Can't
well,
you be
I mean,
able to explore?
Yeah, I think it's a natural place to want to be. And I think for those of us who are very young, you know, that's exciting to be able to do that. I think it is how we all came here. So I can understand the excitement for wanting to do that. But we're not just talking about just being able to bump and grind. I mean, I think R.
Yeah.
Kelly kind of showed us what happens when you just kind of get in the bump and grind type mode. And you can do that all the time. And sometimes maybe it is just about the feeling, and you get to do that. You know, I think that happens when you're young a lot, but when you're interested in really building sort of a sacred relationship, you know, then there's a lot more other things that come into play. You know, when you're interested in that, I think a lot of times what happens for both when we talk about men and women, the problem comes in is because you don't know yourself how to please yourself.
Yes.
You don't know how to be sexual with yourself. You know, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, who comes on the remix, often talks about this in depth as well, too. It's about really knowing what turns you on. And so ultimately what happens for a lot of women is because you don't know what turns you on, you're waiting for this freak master to come along to freak you to death. And you suddenly, that becomes your litmus test for what turns you on, because you get with somebody that is doing all of these really, really freaky things with you, only to learn that really what you had was not really even an orgasm. You didn't. So many women can't even have an orgasm. They never had it. But yet you have these men out here who think that they are, you know, they're King Donkey Kong, but they haven't really done anything but really ejaculate over themselves, you know? So that really becomes the problem, you know, of really being able to be in touch with yourself and have that communication. But you're not going to be able to have that communication with somebody when your only interest that you two have in common is really just to have this sex. If that is the only thing that's driving the relationship, then touche, touche. If it works for you, it's fine, but I give or take, because a woman can last so much longer than a man. So eventually she will just look for somebody who can out-freak the freak, and suddenly the stakes will become higher, you understand, because now your little flip me over, spank me on my ass is not enough to contain me. So I want someone else who can out-freak you. You know, you're a freak, but let me see if I can find someone even freakier. And in essence, what actually ends up happening, even when you're men and women and when you get into this point that you're just really looking for this freakness, that eventually you'll get to the point where even a woman can't please you. So now you're looking for something outside of that to take you to the next level of being a freak. So, you know, for me, that word freak is a little different, because some people are cum freaks. And I hate to talk this way. If you have children in the house, please remove them. But definitely they do. They become that. And so this is how a lot of our men, a lot of our brothers become so freaky that a woman can no longer freak them. So then they turn to men and then they turn to other things. They're just turning to anything that will freak them. So when you start to get ready to get yourself in the position where that is the only thing that is driving you, then that is somewhat of having an addiction. You see, it's just not healthy. It's not. You know, it's just not healthy. You know, but we were talking, you know, on a more a more mature level. But I just kind of wanted to put that out there because I know, like you said, you clarified that word freak and what you actually meant by it. It's many different reasons for it. But, you know, once you get yourself in that position, that is your driving force, that everything that you're doing, we see so many people who are hurt by it. We see so many children who are hurt by it, so many brothers who are hurt by it, and also so many women who are hurt by it as well, too. That they just have gotten themselves into this particular place where they can't think outside of their phallus, or for women, they can't think outside of their yoni. That is the only thing that they can think with. And that is the only thing, that is the only opportunity. And the typical reason why you find this behavior in men is because they tend to suppress a lot of their energy, a lot of their, you know, emotions. And so this is in a position where they actually are able to express themselves. They're able to express themselves, you know, through this act. This is a vulnerable space for a lot of them, really going back into this position where they're able to express themselves, you know, in this way. But you don't want to attach yourself. So this is the only way that you can show love. For some men, it's the only way they can show their frustration. It is the only way that they can really just let out some of that energy. Although it is a good outlet because you can burn a lot of calories doing it. But you definitely want to be able to have an outlet that can be done in a way so that it is raising your energy up and not actually tearing your energy down. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be real interesting to hear the thoughts on this. I see you guys doing a lot of conversation in the chat room. Let's see if anybody wrote anything on the remix wall about it. I don't think I see any comments on it. So it looks like even though we had a lot of freaks in the chat room, nobody's openly admitting to wanting to be that freak monster that they claim to be, or that freaktress that they're claiming to be. So it looks like everybody can really use some work in this area when it comes to their partners understanding those things about love and how they express themselves throughout the questions. So, yes, it looks like a lot of talk going on, and that seems to be what goes on in a lot of the bedrooms, a whole lot of talk, not a lot of action. A whole lot of talk and not a lot of action. So, Kalimara, I guess this was a great subject to bring up because, like I said, a lot of people did a lot of popping off, but I see they're not writing anything. I see they're not writing anything, and so, you know, put your money where your mouth is. Okay, so is, and this is one of your other questions, is your partner freaky, not that word, freaking you enough to meet or satisfy your needs as a lover? You know, are those needs being met for you? Are those needs being met for you when it comes to that? Mm-hmm. You know, someone I'm going to bring back to have a guest on the show is Nit Yama. You know, Nit Yama said that when he's having sex with his lover, with his woman, that if she's not having at least 1,000 orgasms, I want you brothers to hear this, 1,000 orgasms, then He didn't do his job. 1,000. Talk about a freak master. Okay, check it out. This brother can make you have an orgasm without touching your body. You understand? He don't even have to touch you to make that happen. And you can go back and listen to that show. He somebody's making me laugh really hard right now. So so some of you brothers, yeah, that thought the little 3, the little 4, the little 5, that you was really just taking it over the edge. No, Nityama said 1,000. Yeah, 1,000. 1,000. 1,000. And he can make most of them happen without even physically touching you. Without physically touching you. I think it is a subject that we should visit. I think we should. And not necessarily just for spiritual purposes, because I think there is something very tribal about getting together and two coming together. Matter of fact, in my deck, and you guys know the Oracle deck that I'll have coming out available to you soon, is actually done. There is one of the cards in the deck is about tribal unions. You see, tribal unions. As well, mm-hmm. Tribal unions, and it is something about that tribal union, about coming together as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Kalimar, what's the next question?
I only had 8 for that particular.
Right. We were going back over. Going back over the questions. And I'm laughing. Somebody said that they are a freak monster. They posted it on Facebook. Okay. Okay, freak monster. I hear you. At least he could write it. At least he could write it. Mm-hmm. All right. The question number 3 we just answered. So we're going to move on. We're going to go back over and review. Question number 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kalimar. I'll let you. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Number 4. As the lingam, how important is it for you to be on top of your partner, Yoni, pushing in and out like a rod? As the lingam, how important is it for you to be on top of your partner, Yoni, pushing in and out like a rod?
Yeah, that would be for all the men with the lingams. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, and feel free to come over to the Remix family page and post. Some people are posting their responses there to the questions as well. Like I said, a lot of conversation going on, but not a whole lot. Not a whole lot of writing going on about it, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Y'all are too much. Y'all are really too much. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so let's see. It doesn't look like we have anybody or any of the lingams who are willing to answer that question. So I don't know what that's about.
Should I just add another five?
Yeah, that's a real sensitive thing. Remember, we talked about that on the Big Bang. you know, about that particular area. Well, some brother in the chat room is saying it's not important. It's not important to be in that position.
Oh, wow. 'Cause I know a lot of guys feel comfortable when they're the ones in the missionary position and let, you know, the goddess, you know, ride the wave. Because in society, a lot of guys get a lot of pressure that they have to perform and always be on top.
Right.
And I have talked to some that they feel it's such a relief that their partner is doing it.
Because really that is actually when the woman is on top, it's really called the goddess position. Because even if you look back and you think about even through the myths, you will notice that whenever that's being depicted, the goddess is on top. Even when we talk about the Aset and Asar story and how the goddess Aset in the form of the bird, she kind of mounted herself on top of his gold phallus. The goddess is always on top. And so this had a lot to do with, and it's really, really that position that is really called the goddess position. Someone said it's just important to get it, just to get it. I don't even want to call their name because they may not want that to be said. They said just to get it. It doesn't matter if they're on top, if they're on bottom, it doesn't matter. It just to get it. I mean, what are we coming to? What are we coming to? Sisters, we holding out. Brothers is just saying it don't matter. Just get it. It doesn't matter. You know? But really, that position again, yes, the goddess position is the position with the woman on top. It's really more of the goddess position. And it says a lot to do with sort of the mindset of the relationship and also the man, if that is the position that he wants her in, you know?
Yeah.
It does. It tells you a lot about the person's psyche. When you're intimate within your sacred union, how they want to be, how they want to make love, how they want to engage in this act, it really tells a lot about their mindset and where they are. A lot of times when we are in that position, particularly if after that, the act is committed and children are being birthed. You know, there's a lot of wise tales about whether you're carrying a girl or carrying a boy. You know, it says a lot to do with that particular energy. And even when the children are born and when they're growing up, and sometimes, you know, as parents, we turn around and we look at our children, and sometimes we could see those wonderful things in them, and then other times we wonder where they get some of these different qualities they have. Take yourself back to when you were creating that baby and ask yourself, what was some of the energy you were pulling down out the ether? Because I do believe that these incoming souls, they do choose us as parents. And a lot of these incoming souls, as they choose us as parents, they are really, really looking for certain energy in each and every single one of us that they're really being connected to say, I want to choose you as my mother. I want to choose you as my father. I want to choose you in this sense, based upon some of these energies that we're pulling down and we're also bringing to the planet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. You can go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Number five, ask the Yoni, would you rather be missionary or on top of the lingam, riding it like a stallion? Ask the Yoni, would you rather be missionary or on top of the lingam, riding it like a stallion?
Okay, so this will be for the sisters. Post up on the Remix family. If you're not a member of the group, just click on it, and I definitely will add you. Some real interesting comments over here, you guys. If you're not over here on Facebook too, you definitely want to get yourself over here and look at some of these comments over here as well too. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You most certainly do. You do.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes. Again, and even for us women, these positions really tell a lot about the different attributes that are strong within ourselves, as well as the attributes that we're expressing as well. If you find yourself sort of really liking the doggy position, well, we know you sort of kind of have that passive-aggressive type energy going on with you as well. And, you know, really just kind of all the time wanting to be sort of like riding on top, like sort of kind of riding a stallion. You know, that has a lot to do with as well as, you know, really, really sort of kind of getting into that dominant position as well, too. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, of course, just really sort of having, I don't like to call it missionary, but, you know, just sort of having that sacred union of just coming together. Someone said it best over on the Remix Family while, and it is about being able to make eye contact, to yeah. look into the other person's yeah. eye and really just sort of see that love and that energy that's coming from their eyes is important. I would agree. I think that's a beautiful position to be in as well, to be able to see the other person's face as well.
Yeah, I kind of don't like the yeah. missionary. I feel, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like the missionary either because it sounds like so, almost like a slave word, so to be, you know, so to speak. I should have looked for a different word. But one of the
yeah.
positions mm-hmm. that is mentioned a lot in Tantra is like the yab-yam.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful position to be in because you're looking at each other's eyes and you're almost right. barely touching each other's, you know, genitals.
Yeah.
But you're like, mm-hmm. you know, just the chest, that kind of thing. And I believe that's a lot of special energy that comes that way because it's almost close, if not being the yoga position.
Right. Yeah.
Yoga position like
here,
that. So.
Mhm. And on the Remix Family wall, here's a really interesting comment. It says, "In the fact thereof, top or bottom, it should or should be based upon the flow of the moment in which the spirit is directed. You know, that which I see, feels, or impressed with." Should be accepted as truth. So really it's about just how that energy is moving you. And I would agree with that 100%. It is just about how the energy is really, really moving you. And I guess that would go back to our beginning question, which is about your mindset. You know, where is that energy there? Again, we're talking about a higher relationship and not just any particular thing. So, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. And the next question, Kalimar, like I said, a lot of talkers, not a whole lot of writing down. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Number six, as a partner and lover, how can you make your sacred sex life much better for you as a partner and lover? How can you make your sacred sex life much better for you?
Mm-hmm. Someone said, what about your feet on his shoulder? I mean, hey, you know, whatever does you. Whatever does you. You want to put your feet on his shoulder, in his mouth, you know, whatever.
Whatever you agree upon. I would say always be in agreement, because that makes the energy flows even much better and more powerful, because it's not going to be like all that stress to perform. That's right, exploring one another. Take the time out to find different, you know, ways and positions. I mean, massage one another. Use that water-soluble, you know, massage oil so it won't be messing up your sheets, you know, being all oily. I mean, there's a lot of ways to explore and, you know, and get some kind of connection or stronger connection between two people. And that includes, you know, oral sex. The whole, you know, shebang. I mean, be adventurous, experimental, you know, be Kama Sutra, you know, with that tantra, because there's so many, you know, positions that can raise the kundalini, make you better lovers, connect you on all levels besides the physical. So I say just, you know, just go for it. I mean, there's really no right and wrong way. It's only uncomfortable if both of you are not in agreement. I always say never force something on someone, you know, against their will, because you're crossing their boundaries.
Yeah, I definitely think that it is. The sad thing is that we know that a lot of these things start in the mind. And so one of the things that happens sometimes, it's important that you really know the mindset and really the energy of the person that you're wanting to be intimate with.
True.
That's what I'll say. Otherwise, what can happen, you'll find yourself susceptible to a lot of the lower energy that comes with it, and it shows itself up in those things that we call STDs and diseases, herpes, viruses, and all of that. And that's when you know that you've tapped into some lower energy when it comes to your sexual energy. So it is important to make sure that when you are engaging in these acts, and that this is someone that you can actually really, really connect with. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because that's what happens sometimes when you get into some of that energy. So by no means, definitely, because we do have listeners of all ages that listen, we are not promoting sex. This is not what we're talking about. And definitely you need to be protected in whatever you do, especially if you're just randomly choosing to have these acts. Because trust me, it's a lot of people out there carrying around a lot of these energies that they shouldn't be carrying around based upon that. Yeah.
And, you know, and I agree with that. And I say this too, and I said this numerous times on Facebook, you got to be careful who you're sleeping around with, because you're transferring energy. Not only is she giving you bad chi, you're giving bad retreat. You're giving and receiving that bad energy. And going out there and just having 2 minutes can cause you, your genitals to be a dumping ground for all kinds of diseases or illnesses. That includes fibroids, you know, herpes, like you were talking about, all of them kind of diseases. If your energy is not connecting, leave it alone, because it is not worth the misery to be fooling around with somebody for 30 seconds, then the next thing you know, you having years and years of issues that'll take a long time to heal. On this earth. And I say be extremely careful. If you're going out there doing booty calls, you better protect yourself in some kind of way, or go put you in a porn movie and stay safe until you find somebody whose energy is clear enough where you will be able to have that intimate sexual experience. Because it's just not worth taking in, you know, 2 minutes of whatever energy and then having this lifetime of pain. It's just really not worth it.
That's right.
It's too many people out there that, for instance, and I'm going to say this on the remix, there are a lot of sexual healers who know
their profession very well, and they're very caring. There are some who are very careless with their profession, and they're sleep with their clients,
right.
And they're transferring that negative energy. And some of these sexual healers ended up with psychiatrists and stuff because either they had abortions
yeah.
from their relationship or some type of abuse, and that goes along with the clients too. But these people
mm-hmm.
end up suffering because a lot of healers don't know how to protect themselves. They don't even understand why they're out there doing that kind of sexual work, because if they did, they will understand the fact that you always have to go into some type of healing situation protected, not just for yourself, but you also got to protect your client.
That's right. That's right.
You just can't sit
That's
there
right.
and ride somebody's pony and scoop in somebody's cup and call yourself a healer. It's a lot to be
right.
a healer with this energy.
It
you
sure
have
is.
To use common
and,
sense.
Mm-hmm. You do. You really do. And I will tell you that. And there is sort of this misnomer, because we have the knowledge that we have in the conscious community that somehow that gives you immunity to these things. And I can just tell you, based upon the work that I do and the holistic healings and the sessions that I do, you're not immune to it just based upon that. And so know that just because someone understands some of the principles and maybe some of the science that you understand, it doesn't also mean that they have taken care of their first chakra, their sexual energy within themselves, have taken care of themselves the way that they should have. That doesn't mean that. And even if they can tell you the herbs to cure yourself with, it doesn't mean that they are immune to this. That's not what that means as well.
And
yes.
that
and
is
someone
true.
Just asked me about the energy of fibroids and where that comes from as well, too. That is actually, it has a lot to do with that sexual energy, too. That means that you've made sort of that place the dumping ground. So you are susceptible to having other things that come along with that particular energy as well, too. We talked about it on one of the other shows as well, too. So many women getting the HPV, the papillon, you know, that virus.
Yeah.
That virus is a sexually transmitted disease that actually beds itself into your DNA. And it becomes activated based upon a lot of different factors, energy that you're coming into. Not to mention that everyone that you connect yourself with in a sexual way, you're setting up these cords. And so what really happens is sometimes when you're really ready to get intimate and be in this sacred relationship, you have so many different cords out there that it's hard for you to even connect with the person that you're calling sacred. Because now you have all these different cords that you're still tied to all of these other men. And so many times, particularly when it comes to us as women, when it comes to that sexual energy, we're tied into it as well, too, and on a very different level, is that a lot of times what happens is we'll stay with someone, we'll be with someone just based on that sexual energy.
True.
Because this is the place that we need to heal within our bodies. So this has a lot to do with it as well. So really, really, this is definitely something that if you're in a sacred union with someone, you know, this is a conversation to start to have about people's past and their history. There are people out here carrying illnesses that we know that can be cured, but most of the world and most of those who even have it does not even have the consciousness to bring about healing, because just because something can be healed doesn't mean it will be healed. So that's the first thing. So no, just because someone says, oh, it can be healed, that person has to make a decision whether or not they're going to take the steps and do the necessary inner work, the inner magic work to heal themselves. But they're carrying around this disease. They're carrying around sort of this darkness within them. And wondering if they're really spreading that energy to you. So whether they're speaking to you, whether that energy is close to you, or whether they're having sex with you and they're passing this energy on with you.
That is true.
You
and,
understand?
You
so,
know, yeah, I do. No, go ahead, Ms. Burke.
No, that's what I was just going to say about that. So know that that can also be an issue as well, too. So it's not anything, it's not to scare you. It's not a scare tactic, because I think this, if it was to be scary, the scare period has already passed. I think everybody knows somebody in their life that the scare tactic has already passed. We're past being scared at this point. It's about really doing what you need to do to protect yourself and protect your energy. And to do that, like Kalimar was saying, use common sense with that. You understand?
Yeah, also,
so, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to add on to that, Ms. Blue. And also, you know, when you were talking about the energy, a lot of people, especially among healers, don't realize that the ancient energy from the past, when it was doing the sacral sex in the temples and all, this energy nowadays is totally different. We have, like, you know, Bukubs of years and centuries and everything that passed by with humanity, that humanity is more screwed up than it was back then. So we have a lot of nastiness or negative energy in our DNA that has to be utilized by, has to be changed by going within to the spirit and start digging a lot of that mess out. Because every time you get stressed out, you're adding on another layer of mess that's already in you. Stress causes these diseases to move around very quickly, very, very, very fast. So until people learn how to deal with that sexual healing, going inside themselves and start looking at the junk from their past lives, from this life and their childhood, they're just going to keep on piling up that humanity junk within. Every time they lay around with somebody, they're going to add on another layer of that crap. And they're going to pass more to that other person. So I have to keep stressing, you have to be careful who you fool with. Because energy doesn't lay dormant. It still moves around. It'll transfer someplace else. And in women, that nasty energy transfers right in our yarn like a cup, holding it all in, just as much as it does a man's lingam. And a lot of women don't realize that. They don't realize that. Our wombs are a dumping ground for a lot of crap. And then it affects our heart. And then we wonder why we get angry and get upset from a broken heart. All this stuff is in our memory. And we need to take the time out to dig in our memory and bring it out and stop running to other relationships, trying to find some man to fulfill a lost relationship that you just left. You need to have a relationship with yourself and find out what is going on with you. When you clear out some of that energy and start loving yourself, then you will find a second relationship that is loving his or herself. And you will be able to join together as two complete people coming together to make a bigger hole off the bigger hole you already have, because you want to keep on building. You want to keep on rising. So women have to get out of the attitude of being desperate. I need a man to complete me. No, you need you and the spirit to complete you. And then you will have a God man who is completed coming to you.
Yes. Yeah, I think those are definitely words, and definitely good words to be heard again. I don't think we can ever hear those words enough, and that really, really where everything comes from is to really start with yourself. It's to start with yourself and really taking that opportunity to do some of the things that we did here on Tribal Magic, and that is really doing that reflection, asking yourself, how did I get here? How did I get to where I am right now, you know? How did I get here, you know? Where am I going from here? What are some of the things that I'm actually beginning to look for? I don't think it's anything wrong, particularly when I think about relationships, for wanting to be in a sacred relationship. I think for most women, we can attest, and even for some men and just people in general, that we actually do better when we're actually in a sacred union, but one mm-hmm. that is authentic, you know, one that yeah. is really, truly yeah. authentic. And that's sort of the key. I think a lot of times we're rushing, you know, and no one wants to be friends anymore. No one wants to get to know people anymore. It's all about, I want to meet you and let's go do this. And where there's nothing wrong with that, because there's been many relationships, people met each other, and then all of a sudden they went on and they were able to build a very, very good union together with themselves. But then there's a lot of cases, I guess for every one of those, we can talk about 20 or 30 of those that didn't go right. But the first thing yeah. is to know what you want. I think in most cases, people don't even know what they want. And so therefore, you know that saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And so people yeah. are falling for anything. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can actually, I can look on Facebook and somebody will say, oh, we're in a relationship together. And if you go back not far, you go back a couple of clicks, you can see where they were just in a relationship with somebody else. And click, click, mm-hmm. click, click back a couple more clicks, you can see where they were just in a relationship with somebody else.
True.
So all of the signs are right there for you to begin to look at them and be able to see them, you know? Be able to see them, be able to get to understand. But really, if you're looking for something sacred, then you have to definitely put some sacred work in. And then we're sexual people by nature. So that's what's going to always be what draws you in. It's nothing wrong with that. We're sexual people by nature. You know, some people, you know, are out here and they're playing sort of these sexual games when they know that they have a mate already. They have somebody right yeah. there with them. You know, but they're looking for this attention. They're looking to fill this void. They're looking for something that is not there. You know, and so it's an opportunity to really, really, it's an opportunity for you to really, really begin to do some inner work. You know, one of the things that I learned very early on, and I've become comfortable with this, but you don't want to become too comfortable, to be okay to be by yourself.
Yeah.
That's the challenge. Can you be okay to just say you're just with you and have that be enough? Have that just be enough. It's not to say, I don't go by the premise of just saying that some people deserve to be married and some people don't. I think that if you want to be in a relationship and you want to be in a sacred union, you can be in that. I think you can. I think that you can definitely do that if that is your choice to be. You get to say. No one gets to say yes, and no one gets to say no. I don't think some people came back, and that's because people who don't want to be in a relationship, they're very clear to let you know that that's not the direction they're going to move in. And if you start to move them in that direction, they're going to check you real quick and let you know, keep it moving, because that's not what I'm interested in.
That's right.
Okay, enough already of this here. Let me just help him out really quick. Maybe he had a long night. So, you know, all of these things is not about someone else being privileged to have something that we don't. Most of us, particularly if we were women and we were raised here in this country and many other countries, we are really raised to want that. It is a part of yeah. our nature to want yeah. to create. You understand? It's a part of who we are, to want to nurture, to want to have children, to want to have a mate, to want to have a husband. We're sort of kind of that is embellished within us, whether we want to say from our DNA or whatever. But we get to the point where you can actually begin to make choices, and that's what we're talking about here. You get to choose what kind of tribe you want to be in. We're all grown. One of the worst things in the world I can hear a person say is that, oh, I have two kids or I have three kids, but this isn't what I wanted. You're grown. You understand, Mama and Daddy is not here. You're grown, so you get to choose your tribe. You get to make your tribe the way you want it to be. Take responsibility for your tribe. Take responsibility for the tribe that you're being in. I know a lot of this talk is still going around in the conscious community, and thankful we have brothers, both brothers and sisters, who can speak on this from a position that I can't speak on because I'm not in this situation. But when it comes to understanding about polygamous relationships. Now, anything can be used as a pimp game, and I think we know that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The interesting yeah. point is that a lot of brothers is using this for a pimp game. And don't take my word for it. You can listen to our brother Umar Johnson. He talks about it. But a lot of brothers can use this as their pimp game. You know, to say that they
yeah.
want to have more than one woman. And then there are some brothers who are very true at heart, and they really understand this, and they're coming from a loving position. So if you are the sister, if you are the brother, and you're thinking about this, and you're thinking about being in sort of this type of relationship, make sure you understand the man that you're going to be dealing with. Make sure you understand what it is you're really saying you want to do. And then ask yourself the question, what is making you consider this for real? Is it because you couldn't get to be number one? Is it? Is it because you just found? Because this is what I found, is that most women who are in relationships are in a polygamous relationship and don't know it. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
for brothers, unfortunately, you've kind of put us in that situation where we found out that this is where we are. We didn't choose to be here, but we are. Someone said a good point that it makes him think about the yeast infections that are probably going around. It's a way that it actually can be done in a successful way. So there's a lot of people who have done this in a successful way, but we know that energy is real as well, too.
True.
You know, there are some cultures where it is reversed, where the woman has several different husbands. Not many you don't see. And that's because of a lot of things that just have changed with our evolution and in this particular time period. So very rarely will you see a woman who will have this many men, because if you show me a woman and you show me a woman who's being intimate with two or more men, I'll show you a woman that has a sexually transmitted disease.
Mm-hmm.
I will show you one
yeah.
that has some problems. She has some sexually transmitted disease. It has a lot to do with our chemistry in our body and when these chemistries mix together. And so what happens, well, we won't. That's another show. That's a whole nother show. We don't want to talk about that. That's a whole nother show. Let's look at the time, because it looks like we're getting close to this particular time. Kalimar brought this sexual energy up, and we just started talking about it. We just started talking about it. I guess we needed to talk about it tonight. We're talking about tribal mojo magic. These are things that's going to impact you on a tribal level. So Kalimar gave out 8 questions, and you guys really took a stab at those 8 questions. Well, some of you did, and some of you kind of chickened out. You didn't want to post what you were saying, and that's fine, too. That is certainly fine. We still have much more to cover. I wanted us to kind of do a meditation here that would help clear some of the energy here. I have to even see if I can get my mindset back into this back into this flow, because we started talking about all of these things here. And, you know, someone posted in the chat room about how do we clear this particular energy, you know, how do we clear this energy? How do we clear this energy if we have this energy on us? How do we clear it? So So I think it would be really, really good if we did a light meditation and just sort of kind of went into a meditation and cleared some of this energy that we can. Cleared. Sorry, you guys. Sorry, you guys. People are PMing me. So let's see. All right. Well, let's see. It's 11-11-11 or 12-12, wherever you guys are. I think this would be really a good time for us to pause here. Let's kind of go into a meditation here. You guys game with that? I know Esther is still with us as well. Kalimar, Esther, you guys good with that?
Yes.
Yes.
The remix. Only in the remix, you guys. Let's see if this song loaded here. I'm hoping it will be really loaded here. Yes, it actually loaded. It's kind of long, but we're going to do a meditation. I'm going to see if I can take you guys through a guided meditation. We'll go through the chakras. And we'll be able to clear some of this energy out. All right. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that. So everybody just get themselves nice and relaxed. We're going to get ready to do this slight meditation. I want you to sit in a comfortable position. If you have anything that is restricting you, anything holding you back, I want you to loose it, you know, take some time to get it loose. So if you have shoes on that's kind of restricting you, maybe sort of kind of take those shoes off as well, too. If you have, anything, maybe it is your Brazil that is kind of restricting you, I want you to loosen that as well, too. Just kind of get yourself comfortable. Just kind of comfortable. All right, here we go. We're going to do this tribal meditation here. I'm going to turn this down. So I will need you guys' help as first, and let me know if you're able to hear this, okay? So here we go. It's going to be kind of a meditation, so the rhythm is going to go kind of fast. I'm kind of doing this one. I'm going to kind of channel this meditation. So we'll do this here as we're channeling it. And just kind of bring the energy down and just kind of go that way. So let's see. All right. Can you guys hear me? Can you also hear the music? If you can also hear the music and you're in the chat room, go ahead and put a heart in the room if you can hear me. And you can also hear the music as well. Okay, perfect. What I want you to do is I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. That's it. Take deep breaths in through your mouth and out through your nose. And really finding that area within you. If you feel anything tight, if you feel anything off balance, I want you to breathe into that air center there and just begin to hold that energy in that space. All right, excellent. So now what I want you to do, can you guys hear me still? Just let me know. I'm getting a little bit of static on my end. So let's see. Okay. So now, what I want you to do is as you're there, I want you to begin to just continue to breathe in and out. You hear some static, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to try and see if not, we'll have to turn the music off. I want you to close your eyes, gently close your eyes. As you close your eyes, yeah, the bead is not going to work. For some reason, I'm getting a lot of static on my end. So let's just try to do this meditation without the music in the background. That would have been a nice addition, but Blog Talk doesn't want to cooperate with us tonight. So now let's just get back into our spaces again. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. As you take those couple of deep breaths in through your mouth and out through your nose. In through your mouth, out through your nose. Finding any of those spaces within your body, searching from your feet all the way up into the crown. Any place that you feel any kind of tension, I want you to begin to gently breathe into this particular space. Breathe into this energy. Breathe into this space and see if that is going to help you move into that particular energy. All right? Excellent. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to feel the energy coming up from your toes, all the way up from your toes. Excellent. And now, gently rising up towards your knees. Excellent. Yes. And I want you to see this energy sort of kind of moving, kind of like a caterpillar, kind of up and down, almost like waves, as the waves begin to come over your knees and make its way up through your thigh. There you go. There you go. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to reverse your breathing. And this time, you're going to go from your nose, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Yes, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Yeah, the music is just not working, y'all. Sorry. I know y'all want to hear the music. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. As the energy comes in through your nose this time and out through your mouth, you're going to feel the energy rising and rising. As the energy continues to rise, you're going to see it coming down right at the base of your spine. This is the area where your first chakra is. And I want you to imagine and see a ruby red light spinning itself around and around in this area, gently spinning so fast that you can see the sparks begin to fly from outside of that area, coming right at the base of your spine, feeling the energy moving in and feeling the energy moving out, and feeling the energy moving in and feeling the energy moving out. And so now this energy is going to continue like a wave. It's going to ride itself up. And it's coming to that place just below your belly button. And you may even want to take your hand and place it inside your belly button. But where you're going to feel the energy is just below that. And so right there, you're going to see this energy rocking back and forth, back and forth, going east to west, east to west. And so this energy is rising. You feel it rising. And as it continues to rise, it's going above where your belly button is. Now take both of your hands and place them gently above your belly button there. And what I want you to do is focus your attention and feel the energy right there in that space, right there in that sacral chakra. Feel it right there in that space. And as you see that energy there, I want you to breathe in, take a nice slow breath in, and then breathe out. And as you're breathing in and out, I want you to see the colors. I want you to see this energy moving in and out, coming from the front, going towards the back, clearing out all of those things in that particular space. And then I want you to take that energy and round it up like a big round orange and have it sitting in that particular space. And as that energy is sitting there, I want you to move it up. The energy is going to flow all the way up until it gets to the place of where your heart chakra is. Now, I want you to take your hand and gently place it over your heart. Gently place it over your heart. Move the energy over to where your heart is. Move all of the energy there. I want you to move your hand away and then place your hand back on your heart as if you were opening up a gate. The heart, this particular portal, this particular chakra, where the physical and the spiritual world both meet, I want you to begin to open up your heart chakra and then begin to close it. So open it up. I want you to breathe out anything, any tension, any stress, any worries that you have. Breathe it out, and then I want you to take in all of the universal love that is out there and allow it to come back in, to flow back in your heart, to breathe in and to breathe out, clearing out all of those things that don't belong in your heart, all of those things that you need to release and let go at this particular time. Think about the exercise that we did with the tribal exercise. Where are you right now? How did you get to this place that you are in your life at this particular moment? What does the future look like for you? This is the space where you want to come to see the future. This is the place where you want to move the energy so you can get flashes of what is to come, flashes of where you've been, and flashes of what is happening now. Sit with that energy for just a moment. Just a moment. Now what I want you to do is to have that energy move itself up to your throat. This is going to be the fifth chakra. This is the portal of communication for all communication, whether that communication is being done to your cell phone, whether you're sending that communication out into the universe, or whether you're having that communication on your job, having that communication with your children, having that communication with the people that you love and that you're close to, or whether this is nonverbal communication, know that we're always communicating in some form our energy to the universe and to everyone that is around us. So I want you to gently place your hand around your throat. I want you to be able to feel this space. I want you to be able to feel this and then gently begin to hum. I want you to begin to hum. Feel the vibration that is coming out of your throat chakra. Feel the energy as you begin to clear this portal so all of your communication going forward can be nice and clear so that you're communicating from your true and authentic self, that you're tapping into that energy, the higher energy that is within you, that energy that connects you, that energy that grounds you, and also that energy that takes you out into the Milky Way. Begin to hum in that particular space. Feel your vibration. Feel that vibration as it continues to open up that portal of communication, that place where you are expressing your truth, that place where you are releasing, and also the place where you are receiving those signals of communication. So whether that communication is being done on the web, whether it's being done through your written expression, whether you're doing it orally, whether you're just doing it telepathically, or whether you're communicating to the universe of what you would like to have show up in your life, because it sends out this communication. We're always sending out vibrations. We're always sending out tunes and notes and sounds to what we want the divine to have show up in our lives. So take this opportunity and think about those things that you wish and that you know that you deserve and that you truly want in your heart of hearts to show up for you. that you want to show up for you, if there's a particular area that you need to gain more insight, that you need to get more communication, and you need that communication to come from the divine source, to begin to hum in this space, begin to feel the vibration as it travels throughout your body and also connects with that infinite energy that arises with all of us here in the universe. The humming sound as you feel the vibration go through this particular and very, very powerful portal. We're going to continue as you continue to hum and as you continue to feel this vibration. I want you to bring your attention right between your two brows. This is going to be your third eye, the all-seeing eye. And I want you to gently close your eyes. And then I want you to take your hand, particularly take your non-dominant hand, and I want you to rotate this portal, this third eye portal. I want you to rotate it around clockwise, rotate it around clockwise, and I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes, but I want you to see. I want you to see. I want you to take yourself into the future. Take yourself into the future. What do you see? What do you see? What are some of the signs and symbols that have been sent to you? What are some of the things that you know? What are some of the things that you know about tomorrow, about the next hour, about the next minute? Take some time and begin to see, not with your physical eyes, but seeing with the all-seeing eye. This is the place where intuition, as it begins to grow, it comes in through the sacral chakra, it goes to the heart, it even passes through the portal of communication, and it comes to the third eye. This is where our intuition is tied into, the connection that connects us to the divine universe. When we want to channel things, when we want to pull things down, this is one of the major portals where this information comes out of. And so now what I want you to do is I want you to go counterclockwise. And this is what you're going to do with the all-seeing eye, with the third eye, when you need to be present in the now, because there's so much to be seen, there's so much to be learned, there's so much to do for being present in this particular moment, understanding what is here for you now, really resting in this place where the present is. And this is why we call it the present, because being present is where you're going to get some of the greatest magic, the greatest gift, the greatest transformation as well. Really staying here in the present. Really staying in the present. So whenever you want to be present, really kind of going counterclockwise and really just sitting with yourself, being very, very centered and going counterclockwise and being present in the moment. And so now what I want you to do is I want you to see this going to the very top, the very, very top of your head where your crown chakra is. And I want you to imagine this white light that is just above there, almost like a halo, almost like seeing it, but you're seeing a very, very big white ball. And I want you to begin to bring this ball down to a smaller size, almost to the size of like what a baseball would be. And once you see it, I want you to see this ball spinning. And as it continues to pick up speed, the ball begins to turn gold. And so now this white light is now gold. And I want you to see this gold ball as it begins to merge itself into the top of your crown chakra, coming down. That light, the gold ball spinning itself inward. Imagine it going around. The light is so bright, the gold light is so bright that you can begin to see flashes of it coming out of your skull, coming out of your head. And this gold ball is spinning its way all the way down. It's going through your third eye and now down into your neck. It's still spinning and it's picking up speed as it goes. And it's leaving sparks of gold light everywhere that it goes. It's cleansing out your aura. It's cleansing out your energy. And it's really pulling in all of those things, all of those thoughts those thoughts from the past, those thoughts in the present, and those thoughts in the future that's helping you move into your position for your highest good. And as it continues to spin, it goes down by your heart. It is there. It is by the heart chakra, and it's spinning and it's spinning. As it continues to spin, it goes down further and further till it's right below, right above your belly button. And now it's spinning, and it's going down, down, down. And now it's just below your belly button. And so now it's at the first chakra. It's right in the root chakra. And this ball is spinning and spinning and spinning. I gently want you to open up your legs, because this gold light is going to spin itself. It's going to expel itself out of the first chakra, and then it's going to encompass your whole body. All of this energy is going to begin to bathe itself in you. And so on the count of three, I want you to use all of the energy to push the gold light out. You're going to push the gold light out. One, two, three. There you go. Push it out. Push it out. As you begin to push this gold light out, it's going to cover your whole entire body. It's covered with this gold light. Gently, gently, gently begin to open your eyes. Open your eyes and come back into the present. There. You're back, and everything has been cleared and cleansed and re-energized. So there you go. All right. So how was that, everyone? That was that. I wanted to use the music. I have some things I'm working on, a meditation CD with a brother and sister to really bring that energy in. But we'll do that next time as well, too. I'm going to bring Esther and Kali Mar back on the line. Are you ladies with me?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm here, too.
All right. How was that, ladies? How was that meditation? Did that help clear out some energy, get things back in alignment?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it did.
All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm glad that that definitely can help you guys. So next time I'm going to record it ahead of time. I hate to do that in a rush, but that's a meditation that you can do to really kind of just take you through your energy centers and just really clear the energy out, open up the portals, really kind of get things back into alignment as well, and just kind of bathe yourself in the gold light. So it's kind of like doing your own alchemy and sort of kind of pulling the energy in that you need and releasing the energy. And thank you guys. Some people are saying it felt great. It was amazing. It was very good. So good, good, good. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, some people said that they're going to sleep good tonight. Well, good. That's good. I'm glad that you're going to sleep well tonight. I'm glad that that got you in the mode where you can. That's one of the things that I will be having coming out as well, is so that some meditation CDs. I've been kind of putting those together amongst a whole lot of other things. But we're doing some tribal mojo magic tonight. And Kali Mar just took us into our position so that we can begin to think about those things, especially when it comes to the sexual energy, because that's important too. We use that for so many different things. And really when it comes to just really getting into sexual energy, that's going to be important as well too. So thank you so much for calling Mar for that, for bringing that to our attention and really having that share with everyone as well. We have 25 minutes left to go in the forum. As well, I know Esther has an exercise she wants to do as well that we're going to do with her as well. And so we're still in our tribal team. So the melanated. the Melanated Mystics and the Melanated Mystics and the Powerhouses. There we go. So if you're new and you're just coming in, you can just press 1 or press 2. We'll save the last hour of the show. We'll open it up. If you guys have questions, something you want to ask me, you can ask me. We can do that. We can talk about this tribal show. And just kind of, we're just kind of kicking it. A lot of energy going on the planet at this particular time as well. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right, Esther.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'm so relaxed after that meditation. let me pull it together here.
Okay.
So the exercise that I came up with really has to do with working with some of our fears that we had. And I kind of thought about this because I recently had a conversation with someone about them wanting to talk to this person that they saw every day. It was someone that they found attractive, and it was someone that they had kind of like a crush on. And so
right.
they were saying that the reason why they didn't talk to this person was because they were so fearful of rejection. And they kind of had
right.
worked out all of these possible scenarios of what could happen if they were to just kind of take that step. And it really made me think about, you know, how much of our fears kind of hold us back from doing a lot of things, and how a lot of times we don't even realize that it is us kind of, you know, holding on to these fears, and it's really stopping us from taking action. And so the exercise
right.
I want us to do is to really think about what some of our greatest fears are, and kind of post those or write them down, and then think about ways to overcome them. And I'm not so much talking about, like, some people are scared of spiders. I mean, that's a,
okay.
that's a good fear, you know. So I'm not so much talking about that. I'm really talking about, like, those interpersonal things that we have that we know. For instance, some people might have a fear of public speaking. You know, this is something where every time you get in that situation, you get super duper nervous, you start sweating. So I'm more talking about those type of fears that are things that really prevent us from moving forward in a certain aspect. And I wanted us to take some time in our tribes and kind of post what our greatest fears were, and then we can share them and kind of talk about
yes.
it afterwards.
Yes, I think that's great. So definitely, you guys, I want you to begin to write down those things of your fears. Go over to the Remix Family page, post those things as well, and we'll talk about those fears. What are some of your greatest fears? This is a really, really great tribal question. What are some of your greatest fears? You know? Don't make me start calling out some of y'all fears. I can call them out now. I could call them out. You know, some people are fear of their own success. They have a fear of it, so much so that it stifles them. Some people have a fear of commitment, you know, and that fear of commitment is really about being abandoned, being cheated on, and someone saying that in the chat room, that is their fear, you know. Those are some of the fears, you know. What are some of the other fears? Mm-hmm. You see? What are some of the other fears? Some of the other fears is just not to be accepted. Maybe not necessarily by a partnership, but just not being accepted. What, you know, those are the fears. You know, the fear of someone not liking you or someone not accepting you. Some of the other fears is just not being, thinking that you're good enough, you know. Some people have a fear of people touching them, you know. That's a great fear, you know, or being near them. Fear of failure, yes, yes, you know. Fear of embarrassment, to be embarrassed. Those are all excellent fears, you know. So what are your fears? Really take some time, you know. Yeah, failure, yeah, the fear of failure. I think that one gets a lot of us chaos, just the fear of failure. Yeah. Let me check on the remix wall here and see if you guys are writing your fears over here. Let's see what else you're fearing. We're doing tribal mojo magic here tonight. And this is also great to do as well if you're not over on. Some people are posting on the remix wall as well.
Yes, they are.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
Excellent one. Have a fear of being so successful that they have haters. Oh, I can tell you about that fear. You're going to have haters regardless if you're not successful or not. But, yes, I do under that. Some people fear, you know, fear of water, you know, water. And a lot of these fears of loneliness. Yes, of being lonely. Fears of not recognizing suicidal tendencies, basically, in your patients. Yes, yes, I can definitely sympathize with you on that, and that is a fear as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fear of the water, fear of being in the water. We're going to talk about these afterwards, but I want to get these fears out there because you guys have really touched on a lot of fears that I know many of us we're all sharing in this, you know. Fear of being gossiped about or talked about. Yeah, that could be a fear. You know, a fear of being homeless. Yeah. A fear of being lied on. Yeah, yeah. One of y'all is over there cracking. I have a fear. And I'm not going to be able to hear y'all. I don't know what's going on with the bell box. Somebody has a fear of losing control. Excellent. A fear of being a loser to my wife and to my family. Someone else said fear of loneliness, fear of death. Yes, fears. These are some of our fears. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. All right. And the phone lines are lit up, so they want to share these fears. So,
yeah, it's always good for folks to point out the similarities that a lot of us have when it comes to dealing with these fears. Oh, I have a bad echo. Let me get away.
Yes. Yes, okay. I do hear that. Okay.
Let me move away.
If you have an earpiece. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I do have an earpiece. Can you still hear it?
Try it now. Let's see if that works. Yeah, try it now. Yeah.
Is it better?
Someone said, it's a little better. Here's a good one. Someone said the fear of trusting new people in your life. I think we all can identify with that. Excellent. Yeah, that's a fear. That's a fear of trusting new people. Yes, go ahead, Esther.
I was saying that it's always interesting to have everyone point them out because so many of us experience some of the same things. We all kind of at our core have these things that we are all kind of, you know, worried about, we get anxious over. And so hearing this from each and every one of us, it kind of helps us to see, well, first of all, you know, it's normal. It's normal to have these anxieties.
Yes. Yes.
It's normal to kind of go through that. And also to see how connected we are, again, on kind of going through this human process all together. Because I know as, quote-unquote, conscious folks, we like to try to not address these type of things that really have to deal with those interpersonal, those internal issues, those things that we kind of deal with in the dark, in the private matters. And so really bringing these fears to light, I think, will give us not only further explanation on it, but the closure that we need to kind of take the steps to move towards overcoming it. And sometimes it takes us a lifetime to overcome some of these fears. But the first step is always addressing it, speaking about it openly. I mean, that's taking a huge step right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they're still coming in. Let's see. Melinda says she has a fear of wasting time.
Yes, yes. Fear of, you know, one of the things is fear of being insensitive or detached. You know, that is a fear. Here are some things, and yes, we're still getting the echo. But here are some things about fears. What fear recognizes that fear and love both live in the same place. They really are the polarities of each other. Fear and love. And sometimes when we're getting these fears, we have to still move through them. And I think most of us can attest to that, that we've been in positions that we've had fear, that we're faced with fear, but we have to move through the fear anyway. That's going to be key. If you can move through the fear anyway, that's going to be key. But here's something else, because some of these fears tend to turn into phobias. And that's what you don't want them to do. So if you're experiencing these fears, I'd say sometime more than 3 times a week, then it actually is not a fear anymore. It has become sort of a phobia for you. And sometimes these phobias that we have, which started out as fears that we kind of fear gone wild, one of the things that you can actually do, and this is something that I share in sessions when a lot of things happen, is really get yourself in the position where you're feeling this fear come up. The first question you can ask yourself is, what is the worst thing that can happen? Like, what is the worst thing that can happen? That's the first thing that you say to yourself. What's the worst thing that can happen to me right now? You see? Then ask yourself the next question. Think about the last time you had this fear, because if it's come up once, it's come up twice. So when was the last time you had this fear? What happened? Are you're still living after the first fear came up and you moved past it? So chances are you're going to still be okay after this fear comes up. Esther, are you back yet?
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes. I'm going to let you go ahead because we can hear you good.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Okay. So these are some of the things that you can do. You can actually get yourself in a position, start listening to some music, really sort of kind of prepare yourself for success, you know? Prepare yourself for success with your fear, that you begin to know that these things are going to come up. It may be something where you sort of kind of wiggle your toes, and maybe no one knows that you're having this fear. Like someone said, public speaking. You know, whenever I used to have to go in the public, I would do this little thing with my tongue. Not too much because people would be looking at me, but I'd kind of move my tongue around. You know, maybe you need to wiggle your toes a little bit. What this does is it takes your mindset and it gets your body into that place of balance. You know, carry around a totem with you, like a talisman totem. So whether that's a ring or a watch or something that you can really begin to connect yourself with to hold on to it so that you know that this is going to pass for you. This is really going to move you into that position where you can move past it. Listen to some music. Carry a handkerchief and put some of your favorite essential oils on there. Lavender is a good one. You know, gardenia is another one. Even musk is another one. And just gently take it out and sort of kind of smell that. That can help you. That's what some of these fears and phobias. But some of these that you guys are talking about, these are some deep embedded fears. And why it's important, and I think this is excellent that Esther brought this up, because these are things that can keep you from moving forward in the future. Someone brought up something, and I'm going to look at the time and see. We have 10 minutes. I'm going to see if I can talk about this really quick, and then I'm going to let Esther wrap that up, and then we'll go to the after hours. But I used to have this phobia because I had a friend of mine, and actually more than one, but I had a friend of mine that right before I spoke to them, or the last time I spoke to them, after that, they actually committed suicide. And so as a result of that, I kind of held myself responsible at that time. And I felt like there was something I could have done different that would have made a difference, because this was the person they would all come to me. This is even before I knew myself to be the Blue that you guys know me to be. And I really felt like there was something I could have did. So for years, I'm talking about like for 10 years, I was always that person, and I still am to some degree, but I've shifted my energy out of that space where you could call me any time of night. It didn't matter what was going on. You could come to my house. You could come get me. If you had a problem, I would get up out of my bed. I would stop what I was doing, and I would come, because I felt like somehow if I didn't and something happened, that somehow I would be connected to that and I would hold myself responsible. So what I had to do was to begin to shift that energy, because a big part of it was about control. And that control was to understand that I have no, my free will, and I tell you guys this a lot, stops where the other person's free will begins. And so I'm not so much moved by that energy anymore, because what happens is when you put this fear out into the universe, it starts to send more to you. And next thing you know, this energy was showing up. I had people who didn't even know me ringing my doorbell saying, someone just told me just to find this lady that you can help me. I had people literally showing up to my door, ringing my doorbell, saying, someone gave me your address and said, I have this problem going on. And it didn't matter what the problem was, from real estate to something happened with their husband or their wife or their children at school, on their jobs. They were coming to me with everything. And I thought, oh, gosh, this is maddening. This is not the energy I want to send out. This is not the energy I want. Now, for some people, that is their line of work. And it takes a very special person. But I knew, after a very close friend of mine, and this situation happened, and I was the last person that could have spoke to them, but I was in a position where I was hanging out with friends and different things were going on. So I said, hey, I'll call you in the morning. And that was something I had never done. I said, you know, you sure you're going to be okay? And he said, yeah, I'm going to be fine. I said, you sure? Okay, well, let me call you in the morning. He said, yeah, we can talk some other time. Don't worry about it. But I knew deep down inside, I knew something was not right. The way he looked, his energy, how he was standing, how he was looking at me, how he was feeling, I knew it wasn't right. And the next morning, I got the call. And they said, guess what? So-and-so killed his son. I said, oh, that... you got him mixed up, because I just seen him last night. He's fine. No. And then when I looked and I seen the time that everything happened, this was 15, 20 minutes right after we had our connection. So it took some time to work through that energy, to really begin to recognize that my free will, you understand, because sometimes we have these callings upon our lives and works that we are to do from this time and another time, that we bring this energy back. And I'm not above that energy, like all of you. I have my own things that I'm working through from past lives and really beginning to understand that energy and how that energy comes upon you, that I absolutely recognize that my free will stops where someone else's began. Because even though we call ourselves gods and gods, it's very easy to get ourselves in the position where we try to play God with other people's lives in the call of saying we're helping. And that's not the point. The point is not that. So I had to recognize that, to recognize that if I decided to not take any more, answer any more emails today, or not do any more readings on the spot, I had to really allow my higher voice to move me on that energy and say yes to this, and being able to say no. Because for me, saying no was one of my greatest fears. I wasn't able to say no to anybody if they needed help, They needed children. They needed money. They needed whatever. I could not say no for the fear that something would happen underneath my watch. But then I recognized, and it took work, that I'm only a gatekeeper over certain things in my life, which are my children, myself, and family to some extent. And then my free will stops where someone else's free will takes over. So I am in a place now where I am comfortable with allowing people to operate in their free will, because I know how to operate within mine. And so every now and again, I have to give myself that reminder. So my fear was saying no to someone. So it didn't matter what I had to do that. And most of you who are healers will also see yourself being put in that position as well, too, that it sometimes becomes challenging, especially when we came back. And we know that a part of our purpose and our work is really to do healing work, no matter what the modality is of the healing. It's being able to say no. You know, that's going to be your greatest challenge as a healer, is to say no to somebody, to tell them, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do it. So it was a challenge, you know, so that's one of my fears. I'll just share that with you guys. Hopefully that was helpful so that you can, you guys can recognize that. But just saying no, nope, not going to do that. So beautiful. All right, Esther, 2 minutes. We're going to keep going.
Oh, wow. Yep. So, yes, everybody expressed some of the most, I think, you know, common fears that we hear about Ms. Blue. That was really touching, and I suffer from that, too, even though I think I have gotten much better at telling folks no now. So I think that is something that it is very difficult to do, and I also wanted to point out for the people who were saying that they didn't like to talk to people in front of crowds, they don't like being in big crowds of people, having to address crowds. That's also one that a lot of people deal with, and there's, you know, a variety of techniques that you can use. And I think really the whole point of this exercise is to kind of start to think about what the fear is and then really try to make those baby steps as to address it, because so many times we just kind of internalize it and we don't move past it, so it becomes a part of us. Oh, well, I'm scared of public speaking, so I'm not going to ever do that. I'm scared of heights, so I'm not going to ever, you know, go put myself in that situation. And so really this is kind of to make us start taking those baby steps to address it, to work towards that fear, to work towards overcoming it. And it's not something that happens overnight. A lot of times it takes a lot of trial and error, and this is where failure comes up, because we have to be okay with letting ourselves fail. We have to be okay with trying something and it not working, something, you know, putting something out there, going for it, and then it doesn't go the way you expect it, because that is expected. We know that that's going to happen in some sense. And so if you fail, that's okay. What's the learning lesson in it? Pick it up, try it again, try it differently, and keep going.
All right. Beautiful. And thank you for that. We have 58 seconds. You guys, call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Get on the phone lines before the clock goes out. And you can hear the after-hour show, because we're going to keep this going. And we're going to be talking about all of these things, taking your questions, hearing what you guys have to say as we continue. This is just a little bit of the Tribo Mojo magic here tonight. I want to thank both of you ladies for joining me on the forum tonight. It's always amazing. We all come together to do this, and I'm sure we'll do more of these shows because you guys want it. Keep posting those things on the Facebook wall. If you like it, like it. If you love it, love it. Leave a comment, and definitely call in as well. You have 1 second. So if you did, you did. Peace and love. Much love. love, warm spirit. We're going to keep going as well. We'll bring Colleen Marr back on here as well. But I think it is important to talk about those things of fears, because often, you know, we want to shun them away and we don't want to deal with them. We don't want to kind of bring them up and talk about them as well, too. Oh, beautiful. And we don't want to talk about them, but they are things that we do need to bring into our attention and really continues to get in touch with those things as they're connected to us. Powerful energy going on right now. This is a great time to really set those intentions. You know, we have a lot of energy, those of you who really just follow the movement of the moon, not to be guided by it, but how to recognize the strengths. And so you can take those strengths and begin to move with it. We have the last solar eclipse that's going to be happening for this year. I think the next time we get one is going to be in May. And these two energies coming together, really coming together, is going to be a perfect time for you to begin to take note of those things that you want to sort of kind of bring into creation. Bring into creation for the energy that's coming up. So definitely you want to begin to tap into that. I'm going to open it up for questions. I'll let you ladies say something here, Colleen Marr and Esther as well, too, if you guys want to say something really quick as we continue.
Well, I just want to say, you know, peace, love, and blessings to everyone. Thank y'all for coming and participating. And I really hope that, you know, everything that me, Esther, and Ms. Blue said tonight will be very helpful in every aspect of your life. Just don't focus on one. I mean, we
yeah.
have so much potential. We have so much power and don't really realize how important that is for us to be on a spiritual path and use that power. So I say, don't let it go to waste with any kind of foolishness or being involved in any kind of drama. I mean, we are the utmost. Let's be grateful for that and be blessed by that. And let's go inside and make those changes, because not only are you going to change yourself, but you can change the world around you and the world that you create from within you. So I say share that love the right way. Just don't go off and, you know, get into the wrong energy because you call yourself a god, a goddess. You have to be aware of all the potential nastiness, nasty chi that's out there. So surround yourself with a lot of peace and love and blessings, and strive to stay in the right energy and be the right energy.
Yes. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone, Ms. Blue Calamar, the Remix family. This was an awesome share, and I really, really enjoy these shows because I think that it allows all of us to really take the time to kind of go over these things that, you know, we all think about, we all deal with on a day-to-day basis, and really give us a chance to kind of voice it in a love setting, in a setting where there's no judgment, in a setting where we can all share and kind of grow from each other. And that is really so important. And I'm realizing this, that the older that I get, the more hard it is to kind of talk about these things and deal with these things,
yeah.
these things that have kind of been, you know, lingering within us since we were children, and how all these patterns, you really look back over your life and you can see all these patterns throughout your life. And so these shows and of course you all just really help to bring all that out. And I think that it's wonderful that we have the opportunity to share this all together. So yeah, that's it. Peace and love, family.
Yes, peace and love. And if you guys are on the phone lines, thank you guys so much. I remember the first time that sort of spirit kind of gave me Mojo Magic. You know, you guys have been asking, all of the Remix family, I heard your emails, but you wanted to do more shows where we connected more and had this time that we could actually share and talk with each other. And even though we were doing it on the Blue Blast call, which is amazing, and it's time for another Blue Blast soon. I know it is. is amazing. But I think that this was also great that we can also share, you know, just share with everyone out there. So, you know, those that are seen and those that are not, you know, this particular show was about Mojo Tribal Magic, and it was about Black Friday. It was about the darkness. It was about stepping into the mystery. It was about activating our melanin and really going into places that sometimes the light don't get shined so bright on. You know, talking about these things of fear, you know, doing sort of these inner self reflections about where we are, taking that moment to pause, you know, taking that moment to sort of kind of freeze the frame for a minute. And do a reflection not based upon sort of, you know, the negative aspect or badgering ourselves, but doing the reflection, seeing where we are right now, taking an opportunity to reflect on how did we get to where we are right now? How do we feel about it? And what sort of is some of those things that we can look forward to ahead? I definitely think that things happen. And sometimes, you know, I get the premise of everything happens for a reason, but we're not free falling. Know that we are setting these intentions and that we are co-creators. You know, it's not about controlling absolute everything, but it is about sort of that we are playing this very, very intricate role in what happens to us, what direction we move into, and how these things are beginning to unfold in our lives. I encourage both of the groups, and I love the names, by the way, Powerhouse. And also the Melanated Mystics, to if you don't have an amethyst and if you don't have a jasper, I know many of you magical brothers and sisters on the remix, I know you guys have those crystals, but if you don't, to explore them, because it is even a reason that you ended up in these two particular groups, and these were two things that came up for you. So we can really use this sort of as a tribal sort of kind of oracle message that sort of came out today with all of the subjects and the things that we began to talk about here, because it really has a lot to do with where we are at this particular state and how we're evolving ourselves and continue to evolve ourselves into. So I thought that was beautiful. We're going to go to the phone lines, you guys. Let's go to the phone lines. If you're on the line and you have a question and you want to share, definitely do that as well, too. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. Well, I guess it's not the number to call because you have to be on the line at this point. But press 1 if you have something you want to share. We're going to go to the phone lines because I see you guys there. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 909. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Sharon, and I'm calling from California.
Greetings, Sharon.
Thank you. I have a question with, and I know we discussed it in the talk, but how do you, when you have a fear, like I think my biggest fear was after I broke up with my ex is not finding love again. And I've been replaying that out in my life. So kind of like how to truly not keep repetitively playing that out in new relationships where I think the fear is not finding love again. It's not that I think I know.
Right.
And
you know, that's go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I'm done, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's a beautiful and a very excellent question that you asked. Because that's what happens with fears. You know, we have that one thing happen and sort of we set that in. The first thing is about the recognition. And this was one of the things that Esther talked about in the beginning. It's about acknowledging, and you've done that, that this is a fear. And you recognize that you're really holding this energy and it's setting up a template for you. But what happens is it's really to take that thought one step further. The thought further that you're going to begin to take this step is to the point that you recognize that if you hold on to this, then what you're doing is you're causing yourself to fall into a case of mistaken identity. Because this is not who you are. So you have to change that perception. if the perception is I was in this relationship and he left me. So go a little bit deeper than that, because where did you get that template from? It wasn't certainly because he left you. So this is going to stem back to your relationship to your father.
Yes.
Does that make sense? This is taking you back, and not for everybody. It's going to be a little different. So I will tell you that I am doing sort of a reading here. But this is the energy that goes back to your father's relationship and how that energy sort of transpired and how you felt about that relationship. So now here's what has to happen. You want to reprogram your subconscious mind. This is why I call them magical statements. Affirmations are so important. And they're not just important for just getting us into this repetition of repeating something over and over again, but it really is about reprogramming the subconscious mind. So some things that you can begin to do, and I recommend this. You have a Facebook account, correct?
Yes.
I want you to go on Facebook, and while you're on Facebook, I want you to look at all of the brothers that you see out there and just say, oh, look at all of these wonderful, committed men. Not that they are, you understand, but you're looking at this perception, and it's changing the way you think. When you see brothers on the street and you see them, just say, wow, it's just so many committed. When you see a brother and a sister together, when you see a married couple or you see a couple and they're with their children and they're walking around, affirm that. Because we walk around so much in our lives and we affirm what we don't want to be our reality. So yes. As long as you keep seeing situations or people tell you, girl, you know, so-and-so left his good, you, all that is more confirmation that this is going to happen to you again. So don't affirm that. That's not where you want to send your energy. You want to send your energy when you see a beautiful couple together and it's the man and it's the woman and it's the children. You want to affirm that and say, wow, there are so many amazing men out here, because they are.
Yes.
And that's the energy you want. Also, just take an opportunity. Like I said, looking at the pictures, you don't have to know it, but it's a way to really get yourself in that energy. And then begin to journal. And journal and focus your energy on what you want to happen as opposed to what you don't. And so in a perfect day, in a perfect sacred union, how would you want this union to be? How do you want to feel about that person, and how do you want that person to feel about you? It's really about getting into that particular energy, you see. Going back, looking at the relationship with your father and not looking at the abandonment issues, but really looking at those positive things that you can take from that relationship and recognizing that you are the creatress. And so now that you're grown, you can create a completely different life. It is possible for us to change our DNA. It changes. As we change, as different things come into our psyche, as we bring different things into our energy, we begin to change. In your sacred space, make sure you keep both statues, a masculine and a feminine statue. Buy them together in pairs. If you have pictures up in your house, put the pictures of the pairs up there. Oftentimes we say we don't want to be single, but everything around us screams we're single.
Mm-hmm. I share.
You see? So you want to begin to put these things together and put them together as you want them to come together in your life and really begin to rest in that moment and recognize that that was your past. Because I don't think we should disregard our past, but you can now stand and be affirm and say, wow, what a blessing. You know, Beyonce has a song out, and when I first heard the song, it caught my attention. A lot of songs don't really catch my attention, but these lyrics really caught my attention, where she's singing about you're the best thing that never happened.
Mm.
You're the best thing that never happened to me. And a lot of times people are leaving out of your energy because of where you're moving, because of where you're evolving, because of where you're going. You understand? And it's not necessarily that they're leaving or abandoning you. They're releasing you for something greater. And sometimes we do have to let go of something good so we can get something great, if you can get where I'm going with that.
Ashe, I do.
You see? So that's how you begin to shift that energy there. And to just know that it is there for you. If you want it, you can affirm it, and you can begin to bring that energy in. So affirm those things that you want to happen. Affirm those things. Look for that. Spirit will bring it to you. It will show it to you. You could cut on the TV and see a beautiful family together. That's something to celebrate. Because sometimes when we get in these little funk modes, it's easy to affirm what we don't want. We start listening to music that brings us down and makes us sad. Mm-hmm. We just want to stay there. So, as my mama would tell me, you cry your tears and stomp your feet, and then you begin to pick yourself back up. And you begin to affirm those things that you want to bring more into your life. And it will come. It will come. Yeah.
Ashe, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. That was pretty powerful there. So blessings to you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 337. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Liz, Kendra from Louisiana. How you doing?
Hi, Kendra.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a question. How do you know if a past life is affecting you now in your current situation?
Say it one more time. You kind of faded out.
I say, how do you know if a past life is affecting you in a current situation right now?
Well, Kendra, that's a really good question. How do you know if a past life is affecting you now in your current situation? I'm going to tell you a good litmus test, okay? The fact that it brought up to your consciousness, I would say yes. I think it's safe to say yes. I think it's very, very safe to say yes. Wait a minute, somebody's outside.
Oh, yeah. I'm outside. I'm
going
to go back in.
Okay. I'm outside. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not outside anymore.
Okay. So I'm going to say yes. Let me see if I can kind of scoop some energy here for you. Okay? And I'm going to give you a color. I'm going to give you a color because I'm kind of tasting a color and I'm seeing a color. So I'm going to give you a color. Yeah.
Okay.
The color I'm going to give you that's coming up around your energy, and it's coming up pretty, pretty strong, is what I would call almost a Nile blue. That's almost a blue with a little bit of silver in it. Whenever this particular color, sort of, I see this color, it really is about trust and it's about knowledge. Does that make sense to you, Kendra? About trust and it's about knowledge. And one of the things that is so unique about your spirit that you brought back with you that's dominant is that you have an adventurous spirit. And you like a good challenge. You know, and what is also important to you is about love and affection. That's what sort of kind of draws you in. That draws you in. That's both your healer and that's also your kryptonite. Can you see that? It's your healing. And it's a part of your kryptonite, this particular color. The situation that you have going on right now, it is a combination of some of those energies that you brought back. And that was the energy that no matter what, that you were going to get that feeling of love and that feeling of affection, no matter what you had to sacrifice to do it.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. this particular energy that you did right back, and this is the area that's key for you, and if you can look not just at this situation, but look at other situations, and you will see both on the very, very what we would call positive side, and even in those challenging situations, the one thing that you would say that you walked away with, even as you carried your scars with you, or even as you carry your flag of triumph with you, was the fact that you got love and you got affection out of it. Yeah. So, so this is about you really sort of having yourself in the place where you have recognized that this challenge that you're undertaking at this particular time, this challenge that you're going through at this particular time, is really where you get to say that a part of that energy of coming back from a past life, that you got the lesson. You got this lesson. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you, Ms. Lee. I appreciate
yes.
it.
Yeah. Once this cycle is completed for you, then you will be able to embrace this love and this affection for yourself.
Like I do for others.
Say it again.
It's like I use that love and affection for others. I'm learning how to do it for myself now, but it's like
yes.
I feel obligated to do it for others for some unknown reason.
Yes.
No matter what the scars or whatever, it's like I do it for others. I want to kind of try to not stop, but like get a control of, like you say, learn how to say no. But I was that touched me off. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So This is definitely where you're getting to the place where you can see the bigger picture. I don't know if you were part of the tribal groups that we did tonight.
I was listening. I was on the phone, but I was listening.
Yes. But this is about really seeing the bigger picture. It's about getting into that energy so that you can see the bigger picture here. And so the lesson here, the lesson, a big part of the energy, because we bring back those things that are great attributes from us, from another past life, and then we also bring those things that become challenges for us. It's a part of sort of that commitment here that we will learn this. You understand? We will learn this to understand what true love and true affection is about. And so you're just getting to the place now where you can see this big picture, you can see that really all of this searching and all of this doing, that ultimately what you really was trying to say to yourself is that I love you. I love you more than anything. I love you more than anything.
Okay.
And so that is beginning to turn inward for you. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Around the summertime, you'll definitely feel that shift come in just even greater for you.
Okay.
You'll feel it, yes. Yes. Peace and love.
Thank you.
Oh, how beautiful. Beautiful. All right, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you're on the phone lines, if you have a question that you want to share, and maybe you want to share something about the tribal mojo magic we did today. You can do that as well, too. Also, we're going to go to the next caller. I see they have their hand up. I don't know if they have a question. 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and for your question. 678. 678. I guess they're just listening. Okay, they're just listening. All right, ladies, you're still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, you guys, we still have 34 minutes left to go in the forum. If anyone is on the phone line and you have a question, you guys, press 1 so that we know. I'm getting an echo. So let's see. We got another caller calling in. It looks like from area code 678 again. 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. This is Erica, and I'm in Texas.
Okay, greetings, Erica. Yes.
Hi, I thought you were talking to me the last time. I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You really do help a lot of people. And I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. Yeah. Did you have a question or you just kind of wanted to
share? I had a comment basically on a fear of success. It's like every time, you know how you have a lot of drama in your life, and then when everything is like going really, really good, you're like you feel like it's not normal, like, oh, something bad is going to happen. I guess I kind of wanted to know some advice on how to, eliminate that fear. And a lot of it has to do with, negative people. I kind of internalize that, and I do like mantras and different things to turn my mind and my attention towards success, and I'm going there. I am, you know, going there, but it seems like it's like, you know, speed bumps or something because of, I guess, other people. You know, they say the only people that can hurt you are the people that are closest to you.
Right.
I'm kind of listening or maybe internalizing their criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good question. Another excellent question. One of the things on the last, I believe it was the Tribal Mojo Magic Show, is where I talked about the hecklers and the player haters, not only the external hecklers and player haters, but the ones that also live within us. You know, because a lot of times a lot of people suffer from that, and you can hear it in their statements. You can hear it in when they're speaking. And a lot of times in sessions, somebody would say to me, you know, I guess I'm just not ready for this next step because I don't know how it's going to make other people feel, or I don't know what they're going to think about it. Or, you know, some people say that. I've even had people say the reason they don't go after their dreams is because they don't want to turn into the people that they see on TV.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All of these things, really, what that does is it really shows sort of self-sabotaging acts. This is when you're sabotaging yourself. And so this energy of really sort of kind of having sort of this poverty or povish way of thinking within yourself has a lot to do with a lot of things. Some of it is how we grew up. Some of it is just sort of, like you said, the environments that we're in. And this is when you really begin to sit down and really affirm. This is why it's important. So these affirmations really affirm what it is. Not necessarily just what you want, but why do you want it? Why do you want to do what you want to do? Is it so that you can just say, I'm the greatest, I know this? Or is it because you really have this longing and this calling within you? You see?
Yes.
That's the first thing, is to really, really ask yourself the question, why do you want to do that? What's the reason? You know, really begin to look at that reason and really see that. I come from a school of thought. And really, from based upon my work and what I believe, is that the work that we want to do the most is the work that we need to learn for ourselves. And when you can begin to look at it like that, it puts that energy in a different place for you, you see? Mm-hmm. Just hearing it, it kind of makes you go, ooh, you know, kind of like the Mufasa thing in The Lion King. You know, that is the work that we need to learn the most for ourselves. So first and foremost, it starts out with beginning to say, what is it that I need from this? You know, what do I need from this? What is it that I'm trying to gain from this? What is it that I'm seeking in this particular place? And really just being in the honesty and being in the authentic place for that. For me, I know that every time that I actually give someone a reading, that is actually a reflection of me on some levels. So mm-hmm. that kind of keeps you humble and balanced in your thinking of how mm-hmm. you're thinking about this, how you're seeing this, you know, because on in a sense, all is one.
Okay.
So writing down and really beginning to understand what is it that I'm trying to accomplish. And then, two, some of the things that you've already started to do. If there are okay. negative people that you are connected to, and they're uh-huh. people that make your energy go down, the first thing uh-huh. I say, because sometimes we can't always get rid of people in our lives, truth be uh-huh. told, there uh-huh. are some people that their children is bringing their energy down. Seriously.
Right.
Some people, uh-huh. their mates are bringing their energy down. Seriously, I mean, what are you going to do? You're not just going to kick them out and tell them bye? You're not going to do that.
Right.
So you
right.
have to begin to really start to recognize that it's not about you controlling what they do, first
uh-huh.
of all, because it is about you recognizing where you start and where you end. That's why that is
uh-huh.
so important, because when you know where you stop,
uh-huh.
ooh, you can breathe. You understand, you can really breathe and know that you have that space.
Mm-hmm.
But it is about really getting yourself into that position, like you said. First of all, looking around at your sacred space. Because if you have negative people who are connected to you, you have negative energy in your space. This is why I believe in what I call funky feng shui. I believe in it, because you're going to see this reflection around you. Once you begin to clean out some of your closet drawers, some of your closets, some of those things
uh-huh.
underneath your bed, those junk uh-huh. drawers, this is all a reflection of your subconscious mind. So the first
okay.
thing is really to get clear. I think a lot of times we're doing things in the dark. And when we move around in the dark, you know you can always trip and fall. When
mm-hmm.
you trip and fall, you have to get up and you have to start over again. And sometimes that's necessary. Sometimes that may be a part of the process, but we can eliminate tripping and falling. We can eliminate having to do things over by really being clear.
Mm-hmm.
Getting clear is not always easy, because, see, being clear takes you back to your intention. So,
mm-hmm.
again, you ask yourself, what makes you feel happy? You know, what do you love to do? You know, what do you really feel connected to doing? If it is this thing that you're moving towards, then you know you're moving in the right direction. So now it's about you lifting the fog in these areas. It's about discipline. It's about understanding your boundaries. And it's also about sacrifice.
Okay.
Sacrifice. It is about sacrifice. It's about recognizing and understanding that sometimes we have to make sacrifices for things that we want. And so if that sacrifice is when I hang around these people, they bring my energy down so low that it takes me 5 days to lift it back up, then I need to discipline myself. So instead of hanging around them 2 hours, I'm going to be with you 5 minutes, and then I'm out.
Yes. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? 5 minutes, that's all I can give y'all, because I already know what it's going to do to me. So it's about understanding where you are with it, and also understanding that they are not that reflection on you. They are
mm-hmm.
not that reflection on you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things to do. It's about recognizing your boundaries, understanding those things of boundaries that's set within you, you know? Understanding
okay.
your boundaries first and foremost. Understanding what it is. Be clear. The first step, be clear. What is it
uh-huh.
that I'm really
uh-huh.
trying to do here? It's not about having it all figured out, but maybe having the first step figured out. You could be clear that you just don't want to be around the people you're around. That's all. That's clear enough for me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And it really
yes.
is about recognizing that. I know that there are certain places that I go, and it really messes with my energy. So, you know, really, what am I trying to do? I'm not trying to self-sabotage myself. I'm not doing it. Why
yes.
go there? So when you're at least clear on those things and begin to write them down, that's how you can begin to really begin to work with that energy. Be clear in what yourself, what you want to do. Look at sort of those things. Begin to journal those things. Look at those things and take them step by step. Sometimes things will manifest themselves if we will just sit with them long enough. You understand?
Okay.
Instead of trying to force them to be, really sit with them. If I'm not clear on a step, I'm just not going to move forward. You know? I'm going to wait. So you may have everyone rushing you. Hurry up. Get dressed. Let's go. Let's go. But you already know. Oh, gosh. 3 hours with them. It's going to take me 3 weeks to get back to myself. You see? It's going to take 3 weeks to get that energy off of you. And here's something else, and I know this can be tough to hear, but really they're giving you a reflection of what you're already thinking.
Yeah.
And this is what where the sting comes in.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Because this is a reflection a lot of times of what we think about ourselves. Not when we're in our best moment. You understand, I think, but when we're at that low point, we begin to hear those voices. That's the player hater that says, what are you doing? You know you can't do this. You know that's not going to work for you. Who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to do this? That's not going to work for you. So these are the things to do. So it's like building yourself up so that when you need to look back and you need to affirm those things that you need to affirm, that you actually have enough situations that you can affirm them. You see?
Okay.
So affirmations are important. Recognizing where you start, where you stop. That's important. Knowing your boundaries and having that discipline to say, nah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just as simple as that. It's as simple as saying that. It's as simple as saying, it's time for me to go. Bye. It was fun. Had a great time, but I'll have to catch you tomorrow. Catch you another day.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did that help?
Yes, it did a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings to you. Oh, wow, great question. All right, you guys, any more questions? Press 1. We're still on the line. Ooh, echo. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you. It's a little static, though, but I can hear you.
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah. Esther, you still got that earpiece in?
No, I took the earpiece off. It might just be something about, my energy over here with my phone, because it's kind of been malfunctioning all day like this. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll accept the fact that you want to take the blame for it.
I'm going to take the blame.
Take the blame for it. Oh, wow. Yes. So, you guys, we're here. You want to press 1 if you have a question for me. We definitely can answer that. We just kind of talking about it. Some really good things that have come out of this Tribal Mojo Magic. It is a good time to do some reflecting sometimes on a level that we don't often get a chance to sort of kind of reflect and really share, because that's going to help everybody, you know. Ultimately, it is going to help everyone. So if you're on the phone lines and you have a question, press 1. And definitely we'll get to you. If not, then we can really... Yes, I hear this echo. If you have your computer speakers on, that will do it too, or speakerphone. So speakerphone, computer speakers, if it's not muted and you're on the phone lines, it will do that as well too. But we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Calling in, Sarah. Hello. 505, you're live in the remix.
Hi, Star. Sorry, hold on 1 second. Something decided to jump in my throat right then. Anyway, this is Dar out in New Mexico, or New Mecca, or New Metropolis, yes. New Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
So how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. We're doing wonderful.
Good. So anyway, you said something that, by the way, I'm DX20 in the chat room. I ain't been in the chat room. I just want to say hey to everybody. I ain't been in the chat room because I ain't on a computer right now. I'm on a computer. I'm just not on the net. I'm about to get on again about a month. But anyway, I just wanted to say that there was something you said about, I did see that, and I'm not in the chat room, so I can't figure out who said what. But anyway, my take on fear, one of the fears that I've noticed that most prominent everywhere I've ever been, and especially in high school, was the fear of being oneself. And by that, I guess what I mean is that there were a lot of people who assumed they were being themselves, including me. But the bottom line was none of us were being ourselves, and basically what we're doing is acting out what we thought was expected of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so the wrestling match.
I said that was one of the ones we talked about, the fear of rejection,
All
of those things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, that one led me to the beginning of self-observation. And because it's real difficult to know exactly who you are and what you want unless you get to some real basics. And it may take years or it may be quick. You know, some people mature faster than others. Women mature faster than men, blah, blah, blah. And, men.
I definitely think that know thyself takes a whole lifetime.
Lord Jesus.
It's going to take this whole lifetime to know thyself. I think we're constantly changing, evolving. Who I was 5 years ago or even 5 months ago, I'm not that same person now. So
it's
a process.
And not only it's moving so fast right now that you may be, 6 hours from now, you may be another person based on the epiphanies that are taking place, with people everywhere, the things that they're coming aware of so quickly. So it's like, so now we're in the extreme of that situation of not knowing who you are. But there is, from my perspective, there is a saving grace, and that saving grace is the ability to self-observe and then tell the truth about what it is you've seen. Get to the truth about what it is you've seen in yourself and in others. And once you do that, then, nobody's going to be able to, for instance, a lot of girls when I was in high school, a lot of young women, they did what was expected to be with the dude they wanted to be with, but they weren't being themselves. So, I could pretty much predict who was going to stay married and who wasn't, and sometimes I was even fooled by that. There were men and women, who were natural for one another, clearly, and they still could not be together, but it was because of, what came up was that it was the lies that they told themselves and then told one another. And they literally spoiled it for each other when they were literally like brother and sister as opposed to, brother and sister. That kind of love before even the emotional and marital or that kind of love, right? And it's like, whoa. So it's really self-observation is one of the ways I see is being able to get through this stuff quick. It's not that's not easy either.
Yeah, that's what everything on the remix is about, is really to be able to take these tools and, very good point, these things that we do is so that you can observe yourself, because that's who you should be observing, not someone else. This is all inner work. It is about, that's why I say know your magic is the most powerful thing you can do. That is you observing yourself and recognizing that. So, definitely. Yeah, I agree with you to recognize it.
Yes, I just wanted to share that because I'm probably a lot older than a lot of the listeners on the remix. And
age doesn't necessarily bring about wisdom.
No,
not
it
always.
No, it doesn't. And I think I said that earlier. But I was just saying that to say basically that there may be some things that I've gone through that other people haven't gone through yet. And
yes.
I was real lucky. because, you know, I have a couple of brothers and I had a sister. She's gone already. But my two brothers and myself, mm-hmm. we came up together in my dad's second family. And but anyway, the bottom line to that was my dad said some things when we were young. And one of the things he said was use your common sense. Use your common sense. And for some reason, that stuck with me. It didn't stick with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they went on and did what they had to do, and so did I. But the bottom line was I had a lot more, I was a lot more prone to try and use my common sense in situations I was in, even though I was a lot of times too young and too dumb to figure out even what my own common sense was. But the bottom line was I was pointed in that direction. I accepted the direction and the information from my dad and took it to heart and then used it. And a lot of our parents, they said things to us as we were coming up, and those things that they've said, we slept on it. We didn't grab it. We didn't grab what they were saying. But what's funny is that those things that they said, it never leaves. And a lot of times, you know, years later, we'll remember something that our mother and our father said, and we'll say, oh shit, you know what? There's a whole new way to act on this information they were giving me. Now I see how to do this. So it's. You know, and I mean, like everybody else, I'm having those epiphanies every day too. So it's just something I wanted to kind of drop, because all of it still all goes back to self-observation and being able to. That's the one thing that Gurdjieff said that stuck with me in all his work. In Search of the Miraculous was a book that he wrote that he dropped a lot of these ideas.
Yeah.
But anyway, mm-hmm. the main idea in that was self-observation, and it's the most important, and to me, it's the most important. But it's difficult to stay there. And we have to, it's like we have to keep reminding ourselves to be in that state, you know, of self-observation. Like this morning I woke up and it was like I was watching this body turning over in the bed, floundering around like it was in a swimming pool or you know, in an ocean or something. And it was my body, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was like I remember to watch this thing, you know, this thing that I'm in, you know, because, you know, once we come to the conclusion that we're not this body, then if we come to
and that's a good point. I mean, I think that, you know, I know definitely the Remix family knows that as well, that we are a spirit within this body. We are not this body. You know, we don't start and we don't stop here. We're ancient people. We are the ancestors. You know, this is the whole premise for this whole platform. But, you know, I think it's really good, and I'm glad that you are able to share, you know, your reflection with it and, you know, how these things have helped you to help others who may be listening as well, too. But definitely, that's why I say know your magic. Know your magic, because it is about self-reflection. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on all levels.
It is. And it's going to be different for everybody, you know, and all ways are right. You know, we talk about this. Well, too, you know, everybody has their truth, and they're entitled to have it, you know. So I thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us.
And thank you for saying what you just said, which was basically that's what the show is all about, because that's the beauty of it. That is what it's all about, bringing people to the people.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So beautiful, sister.
Yes, yes. Always good to hear from you. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Yes. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. The next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. This is Jay from Jersey.
Greetings. You said Trey from Jersey?
No, Jay from Jersey.
Jay from Jersey. Greetings, Jay from Jersey.
All right. So I've pressed on one a couple of times. I think I fell asleep.
Hold on 1 second, Jay. Hold on, because we got 9 minutes. You have a question?
Yes, my main question was about androgyny. I only spoke about giving up some of his masculinity, but when it comes to things like a sister taking charge as far as in a way of a strap-on or maybe like a transgender person being with his brother, is that, how does this affect him and his thinking as far as, you know, magic and as far as his natural process? Because I feel like my understanding of God and goddesses is that they encompass both genders, and that someone trying to get to their mastery of being a god or goddess.
Jay, let me say this to you, because I see exactly where you're coming from, your complete number there. And I understand that you're dealing with a lot of sexual energies yourself. And so let me just be very clear with you, Jay. Jay calling from 678. And let me just be very clear with you. What you do during your personal time, you know, and your own sexual energy, that is completely up to you. That's completely up to you. That is not the same as when we start to talk about energy. The energy between your legs, or the energy between what someone puts between your legs or put between you, that has nothing to do with God and goddess energy. Absolutely nothing. And I know you don't have a lot to do right now, Jay, but I can rest assure you that we are not talking about the same things here. And I think you know that. I think you're fully aware of what we're talking about. And, you know, when we talk about God and goddess energy, it is energy. It has nothing to do with what's between your legs, even though I know that you enjoy to have all those things between your legs. That really has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. So, you know, I know you probably don't have anything to do, but hey, guess what? I got your number, and I'll make sure I pass it on to people so that they can help you with what you're trying to get accomplished, whether you're trying to do it with whatever mechanism you're trying to do it with. So you can go play with your little boy toys and all your other little toys somewhere else. But we do thank you for calling in, Jay, because now you had an opportunity to put this in your records.
No, yes. I appreciate it, but I will.
Yes, Jay. Yes, Jay. Mm-hmm. All of your little boy toys. All right, y'all. So anyway, 5 minutes left to go in the form. Oh, I just love it when the light just brings out all of this stuff. And, Jay. Jay just left his number up and everything. Oh, poor Jay. Yeah, I'll make sure some good old boys get this number for Jay. Jay wants to have some fun. So I'll make sure that the fun people get a hold of Jay. I make sure the fun people get a hold of Jay. Jay, I got your number, Jay. So, yes, yes, yes. So, ladies, it has been an amazing share tonight. We had so much fun. Yes, say that word, fun. All the fun people. All the fun people out there.
Oh, wow. The fun people.
All the fun people. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. We have 5 minutes left to go in the form. It's an amazing Black Friday. It's an amazing Black Friday, and with you guys, if anybody else has questions, press 1 when you're on the phone line. See, that's what happens when you forget to block your number. You know, but, you know, some things are just meant to be. I will make sure the fun boys, the big fun boys, get a hold of this number, and they have some good fun with it.
Oh,
gosh. So, but if anyone has a question, you guys can press press 1 on your phone. Just press 1 and let us know you have some questions as well. Don't forget, if you like this show, definitely like it. Go over to the Remix Family page and like it over there. If you love it, love it. You know, definitely leave a comment and love it as well. We'd love to hear from you as well. We'll be back Sunday night doing it again. You know, this is the whole Black Friday weekend. So who knows what's going to happen. It's the remix. We'll keep it going. We'll keep it going that way as well. Mm-hmm. Any last words, sisters?
Awesome share. Love the remix.
Yes. Love you guys. Love you guys. Wasn't that just the hottest beat we played in the beginning? I love that.
Oh, my gosh. That is so hot. Oh,
I'm telling you, that is the Zumba beat. You guys get with Zumba when you're doing your Zumba, and that comes. Oh, my goodness. I think we need to hear that as we get ready to close out tonight. We've talked about so much this evening, and really just really have had a great time doing some tribal mojo magic, because that's what it's about, doing some tribal mojo magic. So just having big fun. Some of us, anyway, some of us have more fun in store for the night. Hit me up on Facebook. Yes, hit
love,
me
love,
up
love.
On Facebook. Yes. It is definitely tribal mojo magic going on tonight, live in the remix. You guys know you can always text questions to you. S-T-I-O-N. The number 4 blue at gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you guys really, really soon. Really soon. Really soon. Oh, I love this beat. I love it. I can dance to it, right? Love it.
Love, 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 everyone.
Yes, definitely love. See, that's why that word freaky, you don't want to get that. You don't want to get that. That's why you don't want to mess with none of that. That's
so true.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I love you guys. I know y'all want to dance. I know y'all want to dance. Called the African Dream. And for those of you who do Zumba, you know, this is, oh, we go hard on this Zumba right here. This is the, woo!
I love that.
Yes, I love my Zumba. Love dancing. gotta love the fun people. The fun people come out at night.
She just couldn't hold it in anymore.
She couldn't hold it in. She couldn't hold the fun people. All right, 6 seconds. Peace and love. Much love. Ashe, you guys. Talk.